When did you first start hearing this?
Sometime last week. But I think it's louder now.
Don't move. Just listen carefully. Where do you think it's coming from?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Well, you seem very, very proud of your homeland.
Indeed I am. You know, I miss it. Being here in France, I miss it back home. And I bless the rains down in Africa.
Right, right. Like the song.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
It's the lyrics to the Toto song, Africa.
I'm not familiar with that. But at any rate, it's going to take a lot to drag
me away from you.
From you? That's what I was going to say.
Do we do it in harmony?
That's so bizarre. I was going to say, drag me away from you from this great interview.
My name is in your mouth. That's what makes me mad.
This is amazing.
My name is in your mouth, so it must be about me.
Wow.
Right. That's what I said.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Yeah.
Right? Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That is an astute observation, Ken.
Roll another one.
Show some damn respect.
Just like the other one.
You are literally the meanest person.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Do you live in America?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Good enough for me, Diane.
Roll another one.
That's a giraffe's name.
Just like the other one.
Fire DMI.
This one seems to be about
it would be epic.
I don't have another cent.
Baby, that's what's up. That's how you do it.
Go!
Talk about a momentum killer right there.
Just pass it around.
Kevin and Bean are dicks.
Well, let's get baked.
And now,
this is nuts. Just weighing in over here. This is bonkers.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 30th of June. You know what we want?
What?
You know what we need?
Incredible.
Is
it time of the year again?
Right.
July 4th is here.
Who's with me?
Let's start.
I'm with you.
Let's start. Love the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. I do it up. On the 4th of July, love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. The neighborhood's grilling, chilling outside. Can you feel it?
Yes.
It's that summer glory when I get to celebrate USA's story. Turn up and day's just starting. I brought a picnic, this cheese is Habarty. It's a holiday, our nation's birthday. Red, white, and blue all over the place. It's so hot, I can't believe it. A nice cold drink, you're gonna need it. But I'm fresh. I'm looking real mean, blocking UV SPF 15. Paper plates with patriotic doodles, wave a tiny flag for my pool noodle. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. I do it up big on the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. Sip my soda on the mud, 4th of July. 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 Friends crowd the grill. I know why. Burgers smell delicious. I can't pass by. You take my buns. I'll take yours. Anyone know who brought these fruit skewers? Check my t-shirt. There's an eagle on it. I love the 4th. And you can bet on it. Ask my cousin. Ask my aunt. I'm my third cousin. He never frowns. Pledge allegiance to fun in the sun. I'm proud to be American. Love the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. I do it up. On the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. Pop that firework. Got me pipping hard. Look the sky. 4th of July. 4th of July. Everybody. 4th of July. 4th of July. Can I just say it's been a good day? Real quick, shout to mama. July 4th, the second to nada. Walking home with an empanada. 4th 4th of July. 4-4-4-4-4th of July.
Right.
4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4
and the Jay-Z album 444 just came out today.
Right?
I think Rosa G and Jay-Z may have something going on, or maybe some sort of a storyline here that I'm not familiar with. That's a weird coincidence.
I mean, she was referring to a date.
Right, but I'm just saying, it's just weird. It's 444 and today, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rosa G and Jay-Z, maybe that's who Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce with. It's Rosa G.
That's where Lemonade came from?
Maybe she's Becky Rosa. With the good hair. You guys ever think about that?
Maybe she's Beyonce. You ever think of that?
Whoa! Mind blown.
Yeah, no problem.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
We have just uncovered the biggest conspiracy in rap history right here.
Or nothing at all.
How dare you?
I'm saying one or the other.
Wow. That sounded good, though, didn't it?
Sure did.
I love that Rosa G. Hey, do we have time for a great story before we get going?
Sure.
This is out of Texas. Boy, there are a lot of, you know, my complaint is always not enough information. There's a lot of questions I have about this one.
Yeah, we've come to the conclusion, though, that you don't need all the answers you think you need.
No, I really do. I really, really do. This happened back in 2015, but it's back in the news now because the trial has just concluded and the young man involved has been convicted. March 23rd, 2015, Texas Department of Public Safety trooper was traveling on Interstate 35 in northern Comal County when he stopped to investigate a plastic children's slide along the access road that he noticed had been moved. All right?
Okay.
Never know. I mean, it's the thing about being a police officer. You walk up to a scene, you have no idea how weird it's going to get. He approached a vehicle nearby and found inside 56-year-old Charles Robert Rancier. Inside the vehicle, the officer noticed a girl's swimsuit laid out perfectly on the driver's side floorboard.
Oh, no.
As well as a melted candle wax and a tube of lubricant on the dashboard.
Oh, no.
Rancier was only wearing a pair of jeans and had melted candle wax on his chest. This is him sitting in his car on the side of the highway, okay?
All right.
The swimsuit, the candle wax, no shirt. Upon asking permission to search the car, the officer said Rancier tried to break a syringe that he had in his hands. The syringe ended up testing positive for traces of meth, according to the lab in Austin. After his arrest, authorities searched the car again and found multiple items of children's clothing.
Oh, no.
Barbie dolls, candy, balloons, baby oil, Viagra, Extends male enhancement, duct tape, rope, and a cooler with frozen cucumbers.
Yay!
Previous cases against the man included him being found in 2012... naked by authorities, admitted to committing a deviant sex act involving a squash.
Oh, my.
In 2014.
The vegetables are not safe from this man.
In 2014, police responded to a call at the baseball fields off Loop 337 where they found Rancier wearing nothing but women's stockings and, again, engaging in a deviant sex act with vegetables.
Is that against the law?
Well, this is what's confusing to me. Nowhere in any of this story does it suggest that any other people were involved, including children, okay? The guy seems to have some sort of...
The kids' clothes, but no kids.
No kids anywhere involved in any of his previous 9 felony arrests.
It's a felony?
No, he's had 9 previous felony arrests.
I see.
So I don't know what the circumstances went into the jury making their decision, but he... was charged with and convicted of tampering with physical evidence, which I assume would be breaking the syringe, maybe? I mean, that's the only thing in the story that is mentioned, and possessing less than a gram of methamphetamine. His sentence, life in prison.
What?
And a $10,000 fine. Again, love to have that information in the article. Mm. Don't know. It seems like a pretty minor charge to be. It doesn't even seem like a – is it even a felony? It's a felony to have methamphetamine, I guess, maybe?
Maybe with all those other felonies.
That could be. Maybe
up.
Like Kevin said, it's just too many strikes or something like that. So you can see why there are so many questions involved in this particular story. But no police officer wakes up and wants to get involved with a guy having deviant sex act with a squash. That should never be part of your
day.
I mean, if it was,
I'd be a police officer.
Yeah. You do not want that guy to bring salad to the barbecue.
Nope.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
No, you don't want it. You don't
no,
want
we're
anything.
Good. We're all good. We got everything covered.
We're fine. Don't just show up.
Just you don't need to bring anything, honest. We're good.
And maybe don't show up. Maybe if we did it that way. Maybe just don't be there. So there you go. That's something to think about this weekend.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Sometimes it just sucks to suck.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Keep it 100. We're going to do today, like we do on Fridays. We have a brand new internet roundup for you. It's Friday, so we have the movie beat. We also have your tickets for Cal Jam 17, which, of course, is Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age, and a whole lot more. And we've got the director of Baby Driver, Edgar Wright, in studio as well.
Yay!
Very excited by that. That's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Hey!
I like it. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Who do you like? Who do you like this weekend? Anybody put any money down?
Despicable 3.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
What else is there to talk about?
But is there a fight?
I assumed it was a box office showdown with all those big movies. No?
No!
Oh, sorry.
Is there a fight?
No!
Who do we like this weekend?
Who do we like this weekend?
You got me, man.
The big Nathan hot dog competition on Coney Island.
Oh,
Mugs,
right.
Then.
Yeah. No.
100%.
Mugs is a rook compared to these guys. You like Joey Chestnut? You like Megatoad? Which way are you feeling? Think maybe this is the year that Sonya, the Black Widow Thomas, comes back and reclaims her record?
I don't think a woman will. Oh, really? She's won it before?
They have two categories. Being they've got the female competition.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Around 11 o'clock. And then around noon, 12:40 after introductions.
And you gamble on this, do
you? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Kobayashi paid for my house. Kidding me?
What happened to him?
He's still in. He still competes.
Okay.
Yummy.
I don't get these extreme eating competitions.
You don't get them?
I don't get them.
They're trying to eat more than other people.
No, I understand that. I don't understand what the appeal
That's
of it
all
is,
there
for,
is
for anyone, including the person doing it, much less the people watching.
I don't like fun.
I don't like competition of any sort or people who succeed.
It seems like a terrible idea.
I like losers who stay stagnant.
Are people joyous? Then I don't like
Could people do less things and just sit more still for me, please?
Look, there's no reason to eat 70 hot dogs in an hour.
There's no reason to do anything. There's no reason to get into a ring and punch another guy. There's no reason to climb a mountain. There's no reason to get on a long piece of wood and go on top of waves off the coast of a country.
I agree with all of that.
There's no reason. You don't have to need a reason.
You know, I came out here, I knew what I had to do. And it's 4th of July. I was just having fun eating hot dogs.
Right.
See? Perfect.
The guy's having fun.
It's been going on for 101 years, by the way, this competition.
Wow.
Yeah, it's time to let it go.
All right, Grinch.
The Grinch Who Stole Hot Dogs. New Dr. Seuss book.
Is that on TV? Is it on the Ocho or anything, Ralph? Can we see it?
ESPN 2.
Oh, wow. All right.
Graduated up to the 2.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, what's worse than losing a tooth?
A lot of things.
What if you're on stage when it happens?
Oh, not as much.
What if you're Corey Feldman and you're performing on stage and you lose one of your teeth?
That's the best thing to happen because now we're talking about Corey Feldman.
That's true. He and his band were performing in Milwaukee last Wednesday night when he lost one of his teeth on stage and had to stop and implore the audience to keep an eye out for it.
No.
Did he think he was going to reattach it?
I get the sense that it's not an organic tooth.
Oh, a veneer.
Or perhaps a bridge or something like that. But good for him. One lucky lady in the audience found Corey Feldman's tooth.
Hey, everybody, if you don't mind, just take a second and look around you here and see if there's
I'm going to bring things down for a moment. I want to dedicate this one to my tooth. It's very special to me, and if any of you see it out there, I'd love for you to bring it up here on stage. Thanks so much.
Matter of fact, I'm not going to sing till we find it, so everybody look around.
Well, that's a win-win for everybody at the Corey Feldman Show. That's the truth.
I'm sure there was not a huge crowd that had to part to look for
that's
tooth.
A good point, too.
Probably pretty sparsely
How
attended.
How dare you?
Just saying. The one guy in the audience.
How dare you? I got so much to talk about in no time. Well, I'll be back in a little bit.
You used it well, though, with Corey Feldman. I like that story.
Yeah, it is a good one.
It's my favorite.
Today's celebrity birthdays. David Alan Greer is 61 years old today. Vincent D'Onofrio is 58. How great is he as an actor, by the way?
The best.
He strikes me as a person who's mentally unstable.
He is nuts.
Like squirrel should collect him from a tree, nuts.
Yeah.
But it works in our favor?
Yes. Well, not only acting, but also his musical career. Remember, a hamster.
I'm a hamster, not a trapeze artist. I'm not a circus act. I'm a hamster. Am I in any way related to the wheel? I have nothing in common with wheels. Sure, I run on it sometimes, but if I don't, some jerk with a smelly hand will put me on it and try and spin the wheel. Try and teach me how to spin on it for the 100th time.
Yeah.
I'm a hamster with a chip on my shoulder.
And that, my friends, is real.
He's the best.
Remember Mystic Pizza?
Yes.
So good.
Remember Adventures in Babysitting?
Yes.
He was Thor.
Don't F with the babysitter.
Full Metal Jacket?
Detective Robert Gorin.
Kingpin?
I'm out.
On Netflix? Daredevil?
Yeah.
Allie's got
no,
a blank
I love
look
Daredevil.
In her face.
I watched it and he was great and
you
creepy.
Didn't.
I watched it the day it came out.
Mike Tyson's 51 years old today. Monica Potter's 46. Lizzie Kaplan's 35. Michael Phelps is 32. And Kay Flay. Kay Flay, right?
Kay Flay.
Kay Flay.
Kay Flay. The chef.
Kay Flay. No, that's Bobby Flay.
Okay.
Kay Flay is a singer, and right. He or she is 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It goes against everything Ralph represents, but he saw Baby Driver, and he's going to be talking about it in the movie beat coming up in about 15 minutes.
I saw Baby Driver 2.
There's Baby a sequel
the already?
Already
out?
Good Lord,
Edgar
Wright.
Are you kidding
Wright?
Me?
Sorry. Also.
Oh, we're breaking.
As well.
As well.
So the movie beat coming up in about 15 minutes here on K-Rock and more Foo Fighters tickets for you this hour. But first, let's take a look at this. Car horns have been around for a long time, over 100 years.
You a honker, Bean?
No, not
you don't honk ever?
No, I won't say ever. I am a honker in an emergency. In somebody's coming and doesn't see me or something like that. Yeah, I'll honk to let them know.
What about the person that's sitting there not paying attention and they could turn right but they're just not?
Yeah. You honk.
I give them a pretty wide berth. I am not a 1 second after the light changes honk.
Right.
Although I will tell you, increasingly, you see that happen more and more as people are looking at their phones while they're at the light. That does happen
right.
More and more. But I mean, I'll honk after a while, but I'm not a big honker, no. But there is an interesting research study that is going on. Where is this? Is this Korea, right? Yeah, in Seoul, South Korea. They're trying to find a more pleasant-sounding car horn. Because the one that we all know and love, they say, is just it's annoying, and it's sound pollution is a problem. So they're looking into it, and they have come up with what they think is the perfect solution to replace the car horn that we now know. And you're not going to believe what it is. So let's find out a little bit more of this information from the lead researcher on this study. He is Professor Myung-Jin Bae from Seungsil University in Seoul, South Korea. How are you, Professor?
I am well. How are you?
We're good.
Doing great. I'm a little bit surprised to find out that anyone in 2017 is spending time researching car horns. I feel like that's something that's been settled.
Oh, do you?
Yes, he does.
Well, bite me. It is my life's work. And I have you know, Mr. Smarty Pants Round Eye, that he is a bigger problem now than ever before.
And how do you mean that, sir?
Oh, here's what I mean. Electric car.
Right.
If you're walking cross street, do you hear an engine's noise of a car coming down the street?
No, it's silent.
Oh,
true.
Oh, now all of a sudden it seems like a big deal to you now.
I see.
Okay. Well, those electric...
How do you let a passenger know you're coming if they do not see you, and then you have to use your car horn?
Right. Yeah, those electric cars have horns, though. They already have horns that they're using. What's wrong with those horns?
The horn that we use, which has been introduced since 1908...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Has been proven to be a very distressing sound for people.
Oh, I see. So if it's not an emergency, you don't want that distressing of a sound.
Well, it's too irritating and distressing.
Okay.
Because too much stress. You can have an equally efficient and successful sound without the blaring sound that we have used for all these years. So, why not have a progress when it comes to that sound?
So something less startling.
Yes.
Okay.
This sound has been forever. That sound is the basis of all horns since 1908.
Right.
Okay. All right.
So we have created a research project where we go and we taste other sounds and we have a panel of 100 people help us decide which better car horn sounds.
Okay.
And what did he come up with? What did the research tell you, sir?
This is number one sound that would be best replacement on all automobiles, and I'd like to have it happen.
Okay.
That's a duck.
Yes, very good.
But if you're driving,
you win, lady.
Okay.
But yay. If you're driving in that electric car and you make that sound, somebody is not going to think, "Hey, a car's about to hit me." They're going to think, "There's a duck next to me."
Hold on. Hold the phone. So if you're in New York City,
right,
and you're trying to cross Broadway,
right,
and you hear that sound, you're going to think
there's a duck.
There's a duck next to you.
Right.
Okay, you have a special problem that we don't have time to handle right now. There are many other sounds also to people, but would be a successful replacement for
okay.
Like what?
All right, like what?
This is very popular. Yes. But then somebody might take an elephant.
Right? Right?
No.
Because you don't want to think an elephant's there.
Next to them.
Right?
In cities.
Uh-huh.
Because that person should wear a helmet at all times.
Right.
Probably. Yes. Other popular ones did not quite make the cut, but a lot of people love this one. Lady Gaga!
Oh, that is startling and awful.
People jump out of way automatically.
Yeah, I bet.
Start
that's
running
jarring.
And never look back.
That's yeah, too scary.
It is. Yeah. It's too much.
This was popular.
Oh.
Oh, a lightsaber.
Yes, but then people thought Obi-Wan Kenobi was standing next to them.
Yeah. Right?
This is a good one. If you're on a light and someone's not moving, you're like, oh, come on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. What's wrong with you?
So good.
I love that. Yeah, that's great.
That's a good one. As is this one.
Come on now. No. I don't know that we need that.
Oh. What if you don't feel so good when you're driving your car?
Oh, no.
Right, but that... Come on. We were just...
Professor.
Come on.
Everything was fine.
It's a terrible horn.
I would get out of the way of that car.
Yeah.
Got so many of these Foo Fighters tickets to give away. What do you say to do some right now?
Let's drop some from a helicopter.
I like it.
It's a good idea.
I like
cats.
It.
Cats.
Glen Helen Regional Park, October 7th, Cal Jam 17. Foo Fighters, just one of the great bands on the bill. We want you to go if you're a massive Foo Fighters fan. Now, this some games you don't have to know anything about the group. This one you do. If you know and love Foo Fighters, we want to hear from you right now. You can call us at 1-800-520-1067. We'll put you on hold through the movie bee and then give you a chance to win those tickets in about 10 minutes or so here on Q-Rock. So call now. Good luck. Speaking of the movie bee, it is Friday. Ralph is here. Let's do it.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
What a batch. What a batch this weekend. Maybe the strongest movie weekend in a long time.
Wow. It's almost like it's a holiday weekend and lots of people have off.
Oh! Let's start off with 13 Minutes. It's in limited release. This is the feel-good hit of the summer right here, 13 Minutes. This is a story of George Elser's attempt to assassinate Adolf Hitler. Remember, in November of 1939, George tried to make that happen, and he was arrested. So while he's in confinement, he recalls the events leading up to his assassination attempt, and he was just 13 minutes away from killing Hitler and changing the course of history as we know it.
How about a little more effort next time?
Just 13 minutes away from Hitler's death. The movie is riveting, and I think you'll find the dialogue compelling. Here's some clips from the trailer of 13 Minutes.
Und die Juden, die werden bestohlen und gequält. Irgendjemand muss den Wahnsinn noch aufhalten.
Irgendjemand, aber nicht du oder ich.
Eine Bombe von so einer Durchschlagskraft hätte er niemals alleine konstruieren können.
Wer sind ihre Hintermänner?
Du kannst nicht mehr aus ihm rauskriegen als die Wahrheit.
Wir legen die Wahrheit fest.
Hast du das getan, Schuss?
Wenn der Mensch nicht frei ist, stirbt alles ab.
You are all going to die tonight.
Sounds good.
Right?
Yeah, I like it.
I mean... Christian Friedel, Katharina Skuttler, Burkhard Klaubner, and sure. Johann von Bülow all star. So it's great to see them back together again.
It's a great team.
The Little Hours in limited release. This looks funny. Alison Brie, Dave Franco, Kate Micucci, Aubrey Plaza. Story of a young servant who flees from his brutal master and takes refuge in a convent full of just nuts nuns, just emotionally unstable, crazy, sex-crazed, drug-crazed nuns. And it all happens in the Middle Ages. Let's not forget that. It's called The Little Hours. It looks very funny. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Filthy conversation.
Mind your own business.
Did you roll your eyes?
No.
You're rolling your eyes.
I'm not going to lie. They can be very tough.
What is this?
It's a turnip.
That's not a turnip. It's
what is wrong with her?
She is on drugs.
Eating blood? Do you think I've ever written down eating blood before? Where am I?
It looks so stupid and good.
So funny. Also opening up this weekend, Despicable Me 3. Ah, the kids love themselves some Minions. And now, Gru is back. But this time we meet his more successful twin brother, Drew. Drew and Gru team up for one last criminal heist. Steve Carell returns as the voice of Gru. Kristen Wiig is back. Trey Parker. Miranda Cosgrove. Great cast for Despicable Me 3. Here's some clips from the trailer.
It's some kind of monster.
Wait, that's not a monster. That's a man wearing shoulder pads. There's only one supervillain whose fashion sense is quite that dated.
Freeze!
Balthazar Bratt.
Hey, it's Brucey. Are closing fast.
Yes.
Wait, why? What did you call us?
Brucey. You know, Gru and Lucy mushed together. Brucey.
Oh, I like it, but not a lot. I don't like it.
Steve Carell and Kristen Wiig. The House. We've been talking about this movie a bunch. Will Ferrell. Amy Poehler. Jason Mantzoukas, great cast. The story of a young couple who have a kid or is about to go into college. They don't have money to spend for college tuition, so they decide to come up with a great idea of starting an illegal casino in their home. Brilliance. Andrew J. Cohen is the director. Here are some clips from the trailer of The House.
I have a way for you guys to make 4 years tuition in 1 month. Underground Casino.
Your mother and I will be working late every night.
I just can't help but feel like you're lying.
We love you so much. We're so proud of you. But you need to shut up.
Guys, we got a problem.
He's cheating.
We got to send a message.
What are you guys going to do about it anyway?
I'm going to do this.
No, I'm going to do this.
Hey, hey, hey.
Don't play around with... Come on!
Tell your friends if they mess with us, this is what they're going to get.
Yeah, there are severed fingers and limbs in the film. So.
Kevin, how are you going to see all of these movies this weekend?
A long weekend, B.
I guess so. You can go for it, man.
Yep.
And lastly, it opened up on Wednesday, Baby Driver in theaters everywhere. From writer-director Edgar Wright, starring Ansel Elgort and John Hamm. John Hamm, by the way, in the best performance of his career since Mad Men. Finally, someone using John Hamm in a terrific way. Isaac Gonzalez also in this film. Lily James, you will fall in love with her. This film is really, I love this movie. Saw it last night, and it's just outstanding. The chase scenes, the car scenes, incredible stuff. All actual happened, no CGI, all practical stunt work. It's just so breathtaking, but it's really the cast and the plot. Kevin Spacey's work, just an amazing cast, a terrific script. Ansel Elgort really shines in this film, and it's a story of a young getaway driver who he's pressured into taking part in these heists, and the last one that he thinks he's ever going to participate in goes horribly wrong. It is wildly entertaining on so many levels. Jamie Foxx is terrific in this film. It's just, if it wasn't entertaining enough just in terms of the cast and the plot, the soundtrack for this film is so eclectic and so awesome that after you're watching it, if you don't hop into your car and just burn rubble out of the parking lot, I'd be horribly surprised.
I saw you on Twitter last night telling Edgar Wright he's going to have to pay for your speeding tickets.
Yeah,
here's
the thing. I drive a Boss 302 Mustang. After seeing this film, you just chirp the tires and peel rubber, and then the police don't like that, turns out. Here are some clips from Baby Driver.
He had an accident when he was a kid. Still has a hum in the drum. Plays music to drown it out. And that's what makes him the best.
One more job and I'm done.
One more job and we're straight.
Now, I don't think I need to give you the speech about what happened when you say no, how I could break your legs and kill everyone you love. Because you already know that, don't you?
Yeah.
And your waitress girlfriend, she's cute. Let's keep it that way.
I want us to head west and never stop.
You in?
I'm in, baby.
She a good girl? You love her?
Yes, I do.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's outstanding. Lily James, by the way, you may know her from Cinderella. She was in the live-action Cinderella. She just becomes a movie star right in front of your eyes. in this film. So wildly entertaining. Looking forward to talking to Edgar about it, because there's some scenes in this film that you go, how does that even happen? You're defying not only logic, but gravity and physics.
Mm.
It's outstanding. I think you'll have a good time with Baby Driver. That's my pick for the weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
We promised we'd give away some more tickets to go see Foo Fighters October 7th at Cal Jam 17 and qualify you to see the band in New Orleans over Halloween weekend. I think our super surprise celebrity host is here.
Quit your jibba-jabba!
And it's time to play
so
the game.
So tired hearing you jibba-jabba!
Foo Fighters fans on the line, it's time for I Pity the Foo!
The Foo Fighters will be at Cal Jam 17 in October. Kevin and Bean have your tickets. But in order to win, you must earn them. You must play... I Pity the Foo!
That's right.
Hey, Mr. T.
I pity the Foo.
What's going on?
I'm here to play a game. That's what's going on.
Right.
Good
right.
on you, sucker.
Well, we have Foo Fighters fans on.
Competition pain.
Right. We have Foo Fighters fans on the line ready to play the game. How you want to explain to them, please, how it's working?
I'm going to ask a trivia question, and the answer will contain foo.
Oh.
The sound or word foo.
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 Okay.
Foo. I pity the foo.
Okay. The foo, right?
That's right. Right. I said it. I meant it. I'm here to represent it. I pity the foo.
All right. So you get it right. You come up with the answer that Mr. T is looking for, and you go into the drawing. Someone wins Foo Fighters tickets within 5 minutes here on Q-Rock. Who's our first contestant, please, Kevin?
Software engineer from Irvine named Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Ryan, you ready to pity the foo?
I'm ready.
All right. Jack Black played the lead in this 2008 animated action comedy martial arts film. What's the name of it?
And about the word foo. In the
animated
name, that helps.
Action comedy martial arts film, sucker.
We're giving you martial arts and foo. Say it again.
Kung Fu Panda.
That's right.
Wow.
See, foo is in the answer.
Right.
That's it. They're all going to have foo in them.
Right.
Because I pitted a foo.
Right. All right. So Ryan is in the drawing. Well
Ryan,
done, sir.
Dumb.
All right. Let's go to...
barely got that. He's so dumb.
A beer distributor from Bell. Adon. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Bring me some beer, fool. Distribute some my way. All right. Here's your question. Wyclef Jean and Lauryn Hill were two members of this hip-hop group who rose to fame in the early 1990s.
The Fugees.
Fugees.
Nicely done.
Foo. Foo is right in there. Right.
No, we got it. We got it, Mr. T.
Oh,
yeah.
I pity the foo.
Yes, you do.
Let's go to Gary in Pasadena. Hi, Gary.
How you doing?
Good.
Gary, this fictional character of an Asian criminal genius was introduced in 1913. And used in movies, television, radio, comic books for 100 years. But his name also represents a famous kind of mustache. Who is this dude?
That's so much harder than the first two.
No, it's not. Famous mustache. Just focus on that.
And it has foo in the name.
And he's an Asian criminal genius.
With foo in the name.
One second.
What's the name of a mustache with foo?
One second, I'm Googling.
I haven't Googled yet.
Oh. Foo Manchu.
Sorry, that's...
Foo Manchu, sucker.
See, not that hard after all, is it, Gary?
Foo Manchu.
Right, let's go to Rudy in San Juan Capistrano.
Rudy.
Hi, Rudy.
How you doing, Mr. T?
Rudy, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
I do good. How you doing?
Do good.
All right, here's your question. This popular children's nursery rhyme is about a little rabbit who went hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice, and then bobbing them on the head.
Was that an episode of the A-Team also, Mr. T?
No.
Oh. Rudy?
Oh, my God. Give me the hard one.
It's not hard. Suck up.
Everybody thinks theirs is the hardest, Mr. T. That's how it works.
You know, you got me, man.
Went hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice, bobbing them on the head. Little bunny foo-foo.
Yeah.
Little bunny foo-foo, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice, bobbing them on the head.
I did not expect to wake up today and hear Mr. T talking about little bunny foo-foo.
Everybody knows that damn nursery rhyme.
All right, Jody is
my
next.
Addiction pain.
An accountant from Huntington Beach.
Jody.
Hi there.
Oh, yeah. I bet you stay awake at night dreaming of a real man, Jody.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think we want to go in this direction at all, Mr. T.
Yeah, Jody and I. Oh. Make sweet
nope.
love.
Nope.
All right, Jody.
Jody's in.
Here's your question. This 1995 comedy film, with a long title, starred Wesley Snipes,
Patrick Swayze, and John Leguizamo as three New York City drag queens who embark on a road trip.
Oh, no.
Is it ringing a bell at all?
Oh, no.
No. You're in trouble then, because this is hard.
Is there a bell in the title?
It's got food in the title.
Man, too.
Yeah, that doesn't help because that wasn't your question.
No. It's called To Wong Fu. Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good ridiculous movie. You should go on Netflix and watch it.
All right.
With the weekend advice.
Let's go to a pizza manager, Mike, in West Covina.
Pizza man!
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
pizza man. Here's your question. This military acronym originated in World War II and stands for Fouled Up Beyond All Recognition.
FUBAR.
FUBAR.
Yes.
FUBAR.
Nicely done.
FUBAR.
Right.
I pity the FUBAR.
All right. Let's go to Ramon, who is a high school biology teacher. In
Ramon.
Hi, Ramon.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Ramon. Here's your question. This tabletop game was invented back in 1921, and it's sometimes called table soccer. Sucker?
What's foosball?
Foosball. What is foosball?
Right?
You're not on Jeopardy.
Damn Jeopardy.
I like it.
All right, Ramon, hang on. You're in the drawing for Foo Fighters tickets. Mr. T is here. We got time for one more contestant, Mr. T.
All right, it's Chris, a barber in Panorama City. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Chris, I want you to listen up carefully. This is an audio clue just for you. Here you go.
Watch. She won't do a thing. She won't come. She won't... Sit.
That's Miss Piggy from the Muppets. What is the name of her pet poodle that she was talking to right there?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Miss Piggy had a dog?
Yeah, she does have a dog.
Oh.
That dog's not dead. The dog's still with her. She loved the dog. What's the dog's name?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know this one. You know it, Chris?
Poodle? Poo?
Poo is not foo.
I mean, at least guess oh, foo. Man.
Let's find out. Miss Piggy, what's the name of your dog?
Speak, foo-foo, speak.
Foo-foo.
Foo-foo.
Oh, foo-foo.
Foo-foo.
There you go.
Foo-foo.
Sorry, Chris.
Foo-foo-foo.
Thank you for playing.
Ooh, all right. Accurate.
Mr. T, we got Ramon, we got Mike, we got Adon, and we got Ryan all in the running to win those tickets for Foo Fighters and be eligible for the grand prize drawing we do next week to see the band again in New Orleans. Miss Allie McKay, you doing the drawing for us here?
I am. It's going to be Raymond.
Yeah!
Ramon.
Or Ramon.
Hey, Raymond, Ramon.
Why don't you know people's names, woman?
I'm tired.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game.
I pitted the food.
Right. Brand new Internet Roundup coming up just after the top of the hour. It's the world-famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51.
And Edgar Wright, director of Baby Driver, next half hour, too. So excited to get Mr. Wright back here on the show. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday of a holiday weekend. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, Corinne from Bachelor in Paradise has announced that she is ending her investigation into the events that surrounded the brouhaha on the beach there. No.
Oh.
No, she feels that now she's finally investigated thoroughly enough.
To realize that she's...
realize that nothing happened.
Right, yeah.
She reached the same conclusion the show did.
Yeah, you know why? Because nothing happened.
She's the worst.
She says in this statement, "My intent over the past few weeks has to be to learn and understand what happened on June 4th. I never filed complaints or accusations against anyone associated with Bachelor in Paradise. My team and I thought it was very important to be thorough in getting to the bottom of what occurred.
My team and I.
I felt victimized by the fact that others were judging me through conflicting and unsubstantiated reports, while I myself had no recollection of the events that transpired." So she was a victim because we were all judging her.
Because she was blackout drunk and then made it seem like something nefarious happened.
Like there was some sort of sexual assault in the jacuzzi because she could not consent. Wasn't that her complaint the whole time?
Yeah.
I was too
heard,
drunk
yeah.
to consent yeah. to what happened.
That's what we heard, yeah.
Well, thanks for helping out, Corinne. This is good. This didn't set us back at all.
So she's now saying she's satisfied with the investigation, mm-hmm. so she's going to stop her investigation. This is like OJ looking for the real killer right? on the golf course.
Shows cannot hire her, right?
Let her disappear, right?
I think she's burned the bridge at least with the Bachelor people,
but don't
right?
you think every show would be think, like, yeah. she is not worth it?
Yeah, no yep. one should let her participate in our reindeer games any longer.
Yeah, listen up, Dancing with the Stars.
She is just has done such a great disservice to real victims of sexual yeah. assault. It just gives ammunition to all those people to say, "Well, it's he said, she said."
Yep.
Because of this flimsy, self-serving behavior. It's infuriating. Oh, by the way, she says, I understand the media's interest in this story, and I greatly appreciate my fans' concern for my well-being, but I think it is best if I keep any further thoughts private for now.
Okay.
I hope all of her fans
are happy
with what she's doing, and she understands why we're so fascinated by it.
And concerned.
Well, maybe if you hadn't released a press release when it all went down, we wouldn't even known about it.
She's the worst.
Right?
Yep.
Well, maybe not the worst, but she's not good. I'll tell you that much.
She's one of the worst.
You know who is good? Rob Lowe's good. Oh, can't wait for the Lowe files.
Yeah, I think
the Lowe files.
It sounds like it might be fun.
Oh, it's so good.
This is Rob Lowe and his kids, right?
His sons, his teenage sons, Matthew and John.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to hunt down mysterious and unexplained phenomena.
Okay.
He's going to look for ghosts and Bigfoot and aliens, and he is going to hunt them down and get to the bottom of these stories. Maybe he'll find out what happened to Corinne in the hot tub.
Right.
Finally, we'll have some answers. The Lowe-files coming to A&E.
I was going
to
ask what channel.
A&E.
Okay.
They do the best work.
They do.
They do have all the best words. So I cannot wait for the Lowe files. Just been announced this week. Huh. Rob Lowe hunting for Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
I'm in.
It's the best.
Did you mention, Ralph? I'm sorry. Which network has that one?
No, he didn't. Which network, Ralph?
A&E.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And then Kevin said, oh, yeah, they have all the best stuff. And then...
Are you serious?
Am I serious?
What
that
are you doing up there, Bean? Why don't you? I don't think we need to know. Why don't you come be on our show with us?
I'm on the show, and I apologize, and I'm sorry that I missed that. But thank you for the information.
It'd be great if he looks for Bigfoot.
You know what he should do? Get his kids to do it with him. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Why doesn't Rob Lowe do a show like that?
It's happening.
You know, it's all about turning cartoons into live action, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's where the money is. You ready for? The Jetsons? Live-action Jetsons.
Have they ever made one before?
Meet George Jetson.
I don't feel like I need that.
Jane, his wife. Daughter, Judy.
I mean, I loved the show.
We know. You and Judy Jetson had that love affair, remember?
Oh, we sure did. That's right.
Oh, I wish I had the audio for that. Boys and girls, gather around. I got a story to tell you.
Let's pretend it didn't happen. In the next hour,
I promise you, I'm going to hunt it down, and I'm going to bring it for you. But there was a time... In the early days of Kevin and Bean, pre-me, pre-Ally,
pre-anyone good,
pre-internet,
right,
where they did a live-action episode of The Jetsons where Bean and Judy Jetson had a love affair.
You need to stop it.
This happened, Ally. This was for real.
I mean, who's more likely to have an affair than Bean with a cartoon?
Well, Bean is known as the ladies' man on the show. Right. So it makes sense that...
It wasn't an affair, Kevin. It was a romance.
Sorry, my
Judy
bad.
Judy Jetson would team up together.
Oh. Right.
And George, Judy's dad, was all upset, and they were in the future, and Astro was there. And so I think these guys should be in the live-action Jetson remake.
I'm not positive that if that's revisited, we will be wanted.
Ralph, you've got a pretty good sense on what translates to live action. What do you think? Potential there for
if it's cast right? Absolutely. I think it'd be very fun. Because, you know, it's all spoof of the futuristic flying cars and things like that and everything. And look, they've done it with Scooby-Doo, famously.
Flintstones. Not so successfully.
Well, the first one was pretty good.
All right.
But, So I think it could absolutely.
I like the Jetsons. I like that.
We know you and Judy used to.
No, but I'm just saying. Aside from Judy. Aside from that, I
do
it was
all
a
that
great
space
show.
Boning. Remember? Do we have any of that? Do we have any of Bean and Judy Jetson?
I mean, we actually do.
Maybe we'll taste a little have some of that. A little audio.
Mm-hmm.
Little audio that I was told you had. Now,
live from Universal Studios Hollywood, it's Kevin and Bean and the Jetsons.
I mean, that's the intro.
Yep.
Okay.
Back of the rock, you guys.
Yes.
Wow.
We're going back
Kevin
now.
Kevin Bean and the Jetsons.
Do you need more? Because
yes,
that
please.
Was just
yes,
the intro.
We need some acting.
All right.
Wait a minute. The machine is transforming real humans.
Hey, Rorge, who drew those hands? He shall be fired.
All right, so like I was saying, I told the man I'd rather be spanked until I sneeze blood.
What?
I don't remember that scene.
What just happened? Why is Kevin right bowing?
Because of his acting
what
skills.
What just happened?
For your consideration.
See, Kevin and Bean were being beamed into the future there
right.
with the Jetsons.
And then Kevin came out with a...
Thank you, everybody.
Hilarious non sequitur. It's like they were caught mid-conversation, okay. And that's what Kevin was talking about.
There's got to be more.
Oh, there's more.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know how to break this to you, but it seems that our heads are in this cartoon world and our bodies... Well, that's anybody's guess.
Come on, Elroy.
Yeah, Elroy, it might be a good call here, pal, to fire up that machine you got there and get us some arms, legs, you know, some bodies to go along with these heads.
Transform the rest of their bodies. I want to see what they look like.
They look like humans.
So there's that.
This was...
nothing better than Kevin and Bean acting.
Right?
Nothing better than that.
This was 1992, you guys. 25 years ago. I don't know why you had to bring that up. A lot of people had either forgotten it or died. Had heard it.
The
I don't
dead,
know why you
need the to dead or the lucky ones.
You're in the Hall of Fame, you guys.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Well, they may still pull us.
Hey, Elroy, how about firing that machine up, getting us some arms and legs, huh?
We need some bodies.
Hey, that'd be great. Wow. Makes my foot loose down there. A little richier every time. Today's celebrity birthdays. David Alan Greer is 61 years old today.
He's so funny on The Carmichael Show.
Agreed.
What? Why is that? Wah, wah, wah?
Is that show still on?
Yes.
Is it really?
It just came back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. But did it?
But
yes.
Totally.
I watch it.
You
it's
can't
still,
find that it's show.
Still
no one can find that show.
I mean, it's true.
It's a mystery
they
show.
They do bury it, and then they have
they
two episodes
around.
One
show
night.
Is
you're
an
right.
Easter egg.
But when you find it,
oh,
so many good things in that egg.
Vincent D'Onofrio is 58 years old today. Mike Tyson, former boxer Mike Tyson, is 51. Monica Potter turns 46 today. Lizzie Kaplan's 35. Michael Phelps is 32. And singer Kay Flay is 32 years old today. Bean, you say you like her song, Kay Flay?
I like her song. We play it on Kira. It's called Blood in the Cut. Great song.
Ew.
Disgusting. Hey, Elroy, how about firing up that machine? Because we need some legs. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Two of our favorite guests on the program today. Edgar Wright's going to be in studio with us in just a few minutes, talking about his new film, available everywhere, called Baby Driver. It's going to be fun. And Jared Leto next hour as well. Some big, big news for 30 Seconds to Mars fans. We'll talk to Jared.
Kind of a surprise last night. Very happy to hear from you.
Yeah, a little bit after 8:30. Jared will be on the program today. Hey, Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer. How are you, sir?
Hi, guys. Wow. I'm so excited.
Why are you so excited, Dave?
I don't know. It's a long weekend.
Hey, Bean, you should not give him this much space to talk.
It's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Internet Roundup.
Find all the best viral videos of the week throughout the internet and put them in one handy location for you at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. There's a couple of really good ones we don't have time to play audio for, including one that is one of the craziest Alex Jones videos you've ever seen.
That's pretty strong.
So well done. And Kevin, you agree with me with this. You and I have both been to London on numerous occasions over the years. It's impossible to go to London and not get hit by a bus, right?
That video is one of the worst things I've ever seen. A bus goes out of control and destroys a man.
And I think it was in Leeds. It wasn't in London.
It was in Reading, but you guys are all good.
Dude bounces right back up and walks into a bar.
Just gets up and walks
like
in.
Like nothing happened.
Well...
It is one of the craziest videos you've ever seen because it doesn't just brush by him. Does it look like it leaves the track or something and goes up onto the sidewalk, or is he
in the street? No, I think it's a bus.
It's a bus.
It's out of control.
Yeah, it's a runaway bus. It clips him from behind. He flies into the wall and then he gets up, brushes himself off, and walks
in. Goes in to have a pint.
Yep.
It's remarkable footage. You definitely have to check that one out on the Roundup. Here's a couple we do want to play some audio for. I love these supercuts where they take hundreds of movies and have a theme, and I don't know who has the time to do that. But this one is great because it's a collection of some of the greatest insults ever heard in motion pictures throughout the years. It's pretty terrific.
There's a name for you, lady, but it isn't used in high society.
Dick.
Moron!
Months. Get out of here.
Dickwad.
Scumbag!
Do I need myself to?
Charge in your general direction!
Moron! You have to remember that one next time I'm climbing off your mouth.
Dog trapper
for
Dickwad.
Little f***.
The food.
Big dog, you stuck up.
You stuck up.
Huh?
Kiss off.
You are
smelly pirate hooker.
You're a slacker.
You're just dumb as a bag of hammers.
Your mama was a snowblower.
Your mother was a hamster.
Puss, Mister, you're a fat
dick.
SpongeBob sack.
Dickwad.
The asshole.
What? You're a fat
dick.
Be a lot better without the beeps.
Yeah, yeah. Someone's job it is to write those insults, by the way.
And there's also another video on the Roundup where they have the actors say the name of the movies. It's an awesome supercut of that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot more often than you might expect.
Right?
All right, here's a very sweet video. Allie, I bet you cried when you saw this police officer and the old lady in her apartment.
I did until I read your emails back and forth about it.
I was hoping you'd bring that up.
You ruined it. You ruined everything.
And I totally believe Bean.
How could Bean ruin it?
I was just suggesting something else might have happened in that room after they turned off the camera.
Very, very ugly.
So here's what happens. This elderly lady is blind, and she hears her microwave making a beep, 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 beep sound, and she doesn't know. She's afraid. Something's going to blow up or whatever, so she calls the police. So this police officer comes over, resets her microwave for her, and then they have a beautiful exchange at the end.
You're a miracle worker. Yeah.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Do you sing?
I don't. I'm not a good singer.
I see. Well, we could start now.
What would you like to hear? How about some Frank Sinatra?
You Are My Sunshine.
Okay. Nah, I'm a bad singer. Okay, but I'll try it for you.
Oh, right.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Well, you can sing.
Well, not very well.
Well, that I'll always remember this morning.
Well, if there's nothing else I can do for you, I better get back out on the road.
I think you should. Thank you.
Right. No.
Right?
No.
And then she said, you know what? There is something else you can do for me.
Nope.
No.
But, I will not accept
but
this.
The cop should have really put lyrics in front of her, and then they could have had a duet.
I see what you did.
See, because someone was dumb enough to say that yesterday.
So that was the cop on his body camera. And by the way, the lady, I mean, she's really pushing her luck. He comes all the way over to fix the microwave. It's like, anything else I can do for you? She's asking him to perform like some sort of dancing monkey there. So he handled it very well. It was very sweet. All right. Last week, we brought you some very funny videos of parents and kids together talking about walking in on each other, having sex and whatnot. In the latest series, parents are giving their kids sex advice. Now, this is an awful concept. Because it gives you an idea of what your parents are up to in the bedroom. And you don't ever want to think about that. But they do certainly have some advice for their children.
Are you trying to ask me how to hit the booty?
Slow. Unless passion is so at the forefront that you just can't hold back. And then that's fun as well. But slow. Does that make sense?
You got to put your foot in it.
Huh?
You gotta put your foot in it.
What? I don't want to know what that means.
You asked.
I'm older now. Our sex life doesn't exist.
Do some more weird stuff, kiss and rub all on and all that, right? Stand over top of it, put your foot in it. Wiggle your toes, okay? Now listen to what I'm trying to tell you, son.
No, sir.
How did that guy have kids?
I don't put your foot in it.
He may not understand sex.
Wiggle your
sex.
Toe, yeah. Yeah, right. And finally, everyone was talking about this yesterday from KPIX, I think it's Channel 5. That's New York, right, Ellie? I think it is.
No, Fox 5 in Vegas.
Fox 5 Las Vegas. Okay, yeah. Thank you. This is a weatherman talking about the hot weather for the 4th of July and how fun the fireworks are going to be. And he comes across a young man on the sidewalk, and they have this exchange.
And then the 4th of July. Here's an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of firework to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Where are your parents? Kid's sketchy. Back to you guys.
I thought it was hilarious. Sadly, it's the weatherman's own son.
Fake.
It's not that it's fake. It was stage. Stage and fake is different.
Staged.
It was still funny, though.
It is still funny. Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy? Anyway, you can see that video and all the rest. Right now, go to KROQ.com or KevinandBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Internet Roundup.
You guys, our friend Edgar Wright back in studio on the Kevin and Bean Show. Come on with that.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Edgar.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
Baby Driver everywhere in theaters now. Go see it. We got a lot to talk about. But let's start with, speaking of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, your friend Flea.
Flea is in the movie.
Yeah.
Playing one of the bank robbers. I tried to, because it's a very music-centric film, I tried to get as many musicians in the movie. I mean, a lot of the cast also kind of perform music or a musical. But even though it's like a tough action heist movie, I thought it would be fun to kind of get as many musicians into the movie. So Flea is one of them.
He's got a great scene in the film, too.
He's great. Yeah. I mean, you've met him. Sure, he's sort of like a very zen dude. It's just a sort of great presence to have around. It's also funny watching somebody like that, even though there's like Oscar winners in the movie, like Jamie Foxx. Watching Jamie Foxx be starstruck by Flea is one of those things. I think
that's cool.
Because like, I remember like Jamie would like, so because Flea's so modest. I remember like sort of Flea came onto set. I'm gonna bleep myself when I say this.
Okay.
Because you know, it was the first time that Jamie and Flea met. I happened to be there, and they were like chatting away. And Flea's really, as you know, very modest and sort of calm in person. As a complete,
yeah, he's
in
a complete
contrast
guy
to his stage persona,
right?
And so, like, Flea was there, and then Flea went off to make a tea for himself. And then Jamie was watching like Flea walk off, and then he turned to me and he goes, "Well, look at Flea, like he ain't the bleep." And I just had the funniest thing. Is I think I love the fact that Jamie is starstruck by Flea, as we all are. It's like you just think, "Oh, this guy's cool. We should be this cool."
I wondered if you get starstruck at this point because you've made so many movies with so many great actors. But I mean, at some point, you're a director, and that's Kevin Spacey. I mean, how does that leave your mind?
I mean, you know, I think the thing is with the actors and stuff. I don't know. I mean, I think as you're like, I mean, but they're all very disarming and stuff. Like the first time I met Kevin, you know, I went to, he came about very quickly. He was suddenly available. He hadn't previously been available. And he read the script and I was flying to Baltimore to meet him on the House of Cards set within 48 hours. And he met me outside. He came to pick me up from my hotel.
Really?
And I came outside my hotel because I got the time wrong. I thought he was picking me up at 8:30, but he was picking me up earlier, or maybe it was, anyway, I was late.
Uh-huh.
I came down and Kevin Spacey was standing in the street, like with his sunglasses on, looking exactly like sort of, you know, every cool character I played, with a cup of coffee in his hand. I was like, oh my god, this is happening. So that was my introduction
like
to Kevin.
From the film. That's like Doc in the movie.
It's exactly like Doc in the movie. It's exactly like the movie. It's like it's exactly like that scene. You're right.
Let's talk about the genesis of the film, because the car movie.
Genesis are not in the movie.
Not the band Genesis. Why you? The car film is a quintessential sort of American construct. It's a very American type of thing. You know, Gone in 60 Seconds and Eat My Dust and Bullet and all these films. Were you a fan of that genre when you were coming up? Why were you inspired to make this particular film?
I just think as a teenager, you know, watching those films on British TV when I'd never been to the United States before, watching things like Bullet and Vanishing Point and Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry, Freebie and the Bean, like just, you know, all the kind of car chase, you know, like movies, Smoking and the Bandit, just like seeing all of those on TV, French Connection. I just list off a bunch of car chase
movies.
You did,
yeah.
They're all great.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, yeah, I was always in thrall of that. I think it's also something, like, I know it's a big thing here, but it is in other countries as well, as people watch those movies. And like a lot of people in this country, but especially people in Europe or the rest of the world, say, I want to go to the States and drive across the States. So you watch films like Vanishing.
But I want to drive like Ansel drives.
Yes, exactly.
That's how I want to drive. Tell me about that. It was all real?
Yeah, we decided to. I wanted to do it all in camera. So most of the sort of current action films, for sort of practical reasons, will shoot the actor stuff on green screen.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's like Bond films or Fast and the Furious. And that's not necessarily a dig at them in terms of, I'm not saying that they're lazy. Usually it's like a practicality thing in terms of, you know, the units are in different countries.
Right.
But with this, because we were in Atlanta for the whole time, and also I just thought, oh, if I'm going to make a car chase film, I want to shoot the car chases. I don't want to just shoot people on a green screen, like...
Right.
Lean to the left.
For the benefit...
Lean to the right.
For the benefit of the listeners there, I was doing very bad steering wheel.
I mean, you
were. It was great radio.
And they couldn't see it.
That was really good radio.
Yeah.
Right. So basically... As soon as you do that, it immediately makes everything much more complicated. But it was worth its weight in gold, because then the actors have to, you know, like, so Ansel Elgort does some of the driving in the movie. But even with the stuff where it's like a stunt driver is on a, well, how they do it is it's this thing called the biscuit. So it's kind of like a rig. It's not attached to a trailer. The car is on like its own six-wheel platform.
Right.
And it has this sidecar outside where the stunt driver is driving. That means, though, that this unit can go at like 80 miles an hour with the actors inside.
Oh, no kidding.
Whoa. So it's kind of crazy. So, you know, when you see those shots, so there's an element, and I've heard the actors say this, like John Hamm and John Bernthal say this, is like, you don't have to act that much when you're going around a corner.
You're scared to death?
Yeah, there's a bit, like, when you see that shot in the movie when John Bernthal is, like, grabbing, like, the handle, I was going to call it the O-something handle, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right, you're very good
at
editing
yourself. I'm kind of bleeping myself this morning, I'm sorry.
Editing.
No, thank you.
I've done a lot of interviews.
But when you see him grabbing that handle, that's real. That's the actor doing it. You
know? That's pretty cool.
Edgar, speaking of car chases, you know, you've been in Los Angeles a lot in recent years, and you know that we're pretty famous for them here. Is that a thing in the UK? Are there high-speed car chases with police in hot pursuit in places like London?
Not so much anymore. Like, you used to get them in, like, the 70s and stuff. Like, when there used to be, like, kind of cop shows. There was a cop show called The Sweeney, which was, like, about the flying squad. And back then, I think the thing is they basically zoned out like, any way of doing car chases. Like, I couldn't even conceive of driving over 20 miles an hour in London.
Well, that's a good point. They made the traffic so bad, you can't do a high-speed chase.
You're missing so much.
Speed bumps, just, like, one-way systems. Like,
all right, when they come on the TV here, are you, like, Kevin, who can't wait to sit down in front of it and just to make it an evening and watch to see where it goes?
Absolutely. I watch a lot of them on YouTube. And one thing I find always, like, terrifying, and it's something that factors into the movie, is you're watching that fixed helicopter shot of the car.
Right.
And I think the scariest thing ever is watching those police cars kind of encroach into the sides of frames and thinking, oh, man, he is done for.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. So it's, and then, like, he somehow gets out of it, and it keeps going.
Well, that's kind of what Baby does in the movie, is that Baby is, like, this kind of almost like this folklore, like, getaway driver. It's like the kid who can get away, you know.
The ghost of 85.
And exactly.
Doesn't even sweat it.
Ralph has got amazing memory of the film he watched last night.
Ralph, did you tell Edgar how fast you drove to get home last night?
Yeah. Here's the problem. I drive a Boss 302 Mustang, and so I came out of the theater, and I was like, well, now, and I just cranked up the radio, and it was China Grove by the Doobie Brothers, and I was like... Yeah. And I got a lot of looks, and you owe me for a speeding ticket. That's all I'm saying.
I have. It's funny. A lot of people have been saying the same thing on Twitter to me.
You can't help yourself. You get behind the wheel after watching that film, and you're compelled to break the law a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a lot.
Or a lot, depending on who's listening.
Edgar Wright is here. I am not liable for your part.
Yes, you are. It's all your fault.
Edgar Wright is here. Baby Driver is the name of the movie. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show, the return of our friend Jared Leto. Something very special to announce for 30 Seconds to Mars fans. That is coming up. In the meantime, Edgar Wright in studio with us now, writer and director of the film in theaters now called Baby Driver. And you are doing something at the Arclight Hollywood tonight and tomorrow, Edgar? Is that
yes.
Right?
I am doing, like, Q&As and intros. Ralph has a piece of paper in front of me with the information.
Yes. Here it is.
I'm tonight at Arclight Hollywood.
7 o'clock screening, 8 o'clock screening. Yep. You're doing an intro and Q&A for both of those. The 9:30, you're just going to do the intro. But you're spending all night in the movie theater, basically.
Yes. I mean, that's pretty much what I would do on a Friday night.
And then Saturday night, on the 1st of July, same thing. The 7 o'clock screening, there'll be a Q&A. 8 o'clock, also a Q&A. And then at 9:30, he'll be doing an intro to the film. So if you're going to see Baby Driver, the place to see it this weekend, obviously, is the Arclight.
What's not on the itinerary is at 11 p.m. I keel over dead.
That's right. Then we carry Edgar out on a stretcher.
Both nights.
I die twice.
Okay, yes. Good.
Excellent. The reviews of the movie have been just insane. But have you been seeing guys like Benicio del Toro? Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Wouldn't
yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if Benicio, and that was breaking news, and I was giving it to you?
All the del Toros. All the del Toros.
But he did 13 tweets about it.
I know, it was amazing.
What is happening?
I don't know. I think just, I mean, I think, well, I don't want to say that, like, because I've had lots of nice things. I think there's been some particularly strong notices from other directors. And I think that's
Stephen King,
William Friedkin, who had directed The Greatest Car Chase of All Time. Wow. In The French Connection.
Yeah.
But I think maybe with some of the directors, they can see just how hard it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not an easy film to make and sort of pull off that stuff. And it's like a lot of work. So I think, and this is not to say that other people don't understand that, but I think maybe some of those directors kind of see, like, wow, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I think you're at 97% right now, by the way, in Rotten Tomatoes, just to throw it out there.
97 is cooler than 100, guys.
Much right. cooler. I think you're being humble when you say French Connection was the greatest car chase ever. It is. It's dynamic and exciting, but the first 10 minutes of your film, I think, now holds the record as the best car chase.
Oh, Ralph, no. You can say that. I can't say that.
I know you can. That's why I'm saying it for you. It is remarkable, and to know that it's all done in the camera and with no CGI help whatsoever, it is breathtaking. And then you follow that up with a sequence that I was even more impressed by. You do a shot with Ansel where he's just getting some coffee, and it's to Harlem Shuffle, one of my favorite songs, and it's all done in one shot, right? You do that all in one take. The camera follows him down the street, across the street, into the coffee shop and back through that entire song.
First day of the shoot as well. That was
oh
the first
my
night
Lord,
that
that's
we did.
Impressive, really. Is.
Edgar's just lazy and doesn't like to edit. That's what's going on.
Just one shot. But you use the beat of the music in such a unique way.
Yeah,
like all of the sound effects in the movie, the gunshots, the door slams, everything seems to be right on beat with the music.
But you know that
you said it was music related. Explain to people how what.
Well,
you mean
that's
by
the
it.
Thing is, I think if you say it's a musical, people think, well, like Mamma Mia. It's like,
right.
No, it is not like Mamma Mia. So my explanation when I pitched the idea, I said it was like a car movie driven by music. So that's basically the idea. And you know that thing, as you, I'm sure, everybody listening as well, is those moments in life when you're listening to music and something in life syncs up with what you're listening to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which happens frequently. It's like Baby Driver is like a movie completely made up of those
moments.
Yeah,
it's all of those moments.
Yeah, it's all of those moments.
As if like your whole life had a soundtrack,
yeah,
basically.
It's like, absolutely. It's like, I don't know, I'm sure most people listening have done that thing where you pull up outside at Starbucks or whatever and wait for a song to finish before you get out of your car.
Of course.
Yeah. He's that guy.
No, that guy. He's the guy who it ends when he gets there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Start until he restarts the song.
Right. You're absolutely right. It's like he doesn't have to wait. He's already timed it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's actually a bit in the movie where the scene with the Damned, the second car chase, where they get derailed from the original plan, and then he rewinds the song to get it back.
I love that so much. Yeah. The way you use music is so unique compared to most movies.
We're running out of time, but I got to mention John Hamm's performance in this film. The best use of John Hamm as an actor since Mad Men, by far.
I hear he's effing awesome.
He's great.
It's remarkable in this
Oh,
film.
You did an effing there.
Oh, he did it a few days ago. Literally effing said effing about
he's
John
saying
Hamm.
In the UK we say effing and jeffing. I'm not sure what jeffing means, but it's kind of interesting. Stop effing and jeffing.
Huh. Okay.
That's interesting.
That's one for, you.
Okay. Right, we'll look that up.
Lily James, you fall in love with her in this film. And I always say about movies, it's easy to have someone to fall in lust with, and you do in this film as well with Isaac Gonzalez. But Lily James's character is one of those characters where a whole generation of young men are going to think, I want her to be my girlfriend. Just, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
Her performance is amazing in this.
She's taken, guys. She goes out with Doctor Who. She's a pretty cool, pretty cool
that
boyfriend.
Pretty cool, yeah.
She goes out with Matt Smith.
Yeah.
I was thinking, well, you know, at least she's with one of the doctors. I mean, Cinderella and Doctor Who, that's quite a power couple, isn't it?
Just terrific stuff.
You said it took you 3 years to make this movie.
I mean, I've been thinking about it for like 22 years.
Is that right?
Since I first heard the first song in the movie, which is Bell Bottoms by the John Spencer Blues Explosion. I heard that song.
At that point, you said, I'm going to use that as the beginning of a movie?
Sort of. I would listen to that song, and I started imagining that car chase when I was like 21.
Right? Why so lazy?
I know. Yeah.
Make a damn movie.
22 years.
I had to wait for Ansel Elgort to be a leading man.
That makes sense.
And how did the Simon and Garfunkel song get on your radar and then become the title?
That was my parents had a very limited record collection.
Okay.
And Bridge Over Troubled Water was one of those albums. So I knew that song off by heart. And then I think I'd already had the idea for the movie. And once I knew it was like about a young getaway driver, I think I heard that song again and said, oh, Baby Driver,
perfect.
That's it.
The soundtrack is amazingly eclectic. I mean, it's all over the place, which I think enhances the experience because I saw all different age groups in my theater last night if you're watching it, and everyone has an oh yeah moment where it's a song they recognize either from their childhood or something they're currently listening to or whatever. It just seems like everyone gets a little service in there.
Well, my theory is that because the character you establish, he's been stealing cars since he was 12, I figured that he's kind of inherited other people's iPods.
Oh, that's a good he's
got other people's record collections.
He does have a bunch of them, yeah.
Well, when he's got that pink and glittery iPod, I don't think that's his iPod.
No,
that's somebody else's.
Exactly.
Did
anyone say no to you for the music you wanted to use?
Not really. I mean, I've been around the block enough to know that it's not smart to write the Beatles or Led Zeppelin into a script.
Right.
Now, maybe for the next one.
Now, do you have a music supervisor?
I mean, Baby, You Can Drive My Car would be an obvious one.
There you go.
That
would be.
Do you have a music supervisor, or are you that person? You pick the music and you write the music, the movie, into it.
I wrote all the songs into the script, so I picked all of the songs. I do have this amazing clearance person, mm-hmm. Kirsten Lane, who had the Herculean task of clearing 35 songs.
Right.
Which is amazing, and took two of the 3 years of just doing that.
Wow.
But I picked all the songs, yeah.
Did you have to change any songs because you couldn't get the...
The only things that we changed, and it actually was interesting, is that sometimes there were like dance or hip-hop tracks where they had not cleared the samples themselves.
Oh.
So they were unclearable. So it wasn't a case of money. It's like you can't use that track in a
because
film.
Because that person doesn't have
the
rights
yet. Because then
that
person becomes liable, and then you get them in trouble. So in some of those cases, I went back to the source and cleared the original sample instead.
Wow.
So there's some songs in there that are like sort of like the rare grooves that people have then sampled, you know?
Fascinating. It sounds like you are as in love with movie making as you ever have been, Edgar.
I mean, it's a dream job. What can I say? I can't complain. Apart from having no sleep, I can't complain.
Yeah, mix a nap in. Seriously.
Just one nap. Would it kill you?
I think it might. I think that'd be the thing is that if I take a 20-minute power nap, I guess, he died of natural causes after not having slept for like 3 years.
His body was waiting for a chance to give out.
Well, Ralph,
you
mentioned the ArcLight Hollywood tonight and tomorrow. You know how these things work. Do you think there's a possibility people can get tickets right now?
I think so. I'm sure it's not. I have no idea, but I would check it out right now. I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely. You want to see this?
Six different performances. So
see the movie with the man who wrote and directed it tonight at the ArcLight in Hollywood. And Baby Driver is the film that is in theaters all over the place. Edgar, you're true to your word to come back and see us here on the Kennedy
Show. I love
show.
You guys. You know,
cannot
that.
Tell you how much we appreciate that. And congratulations on the film. And get some sleep, and we'll do it again in the future. All right.
If I die during this power nap, I just want to say, guys, I love you all.
It's been a good life.
We love you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
You guys remember the Edgar Wright times?
Those were good times.
Those were fun. I remember those days.
When life
Rest
was worth
in
living.
Peace.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
He's gone now.
I'm sad he's gone.
Right.
Hey, onward and upward for Beer Mug, who apparently has received a generous offer from a Hollywood entity. Which we're going to find out about right after the top of the hour.
Sold that.
Yeah. I'm tuning make in. It sound like some creature who lives underneath the streets.
I like it so far.
What I'm saying is, it's an entity. It's a big job for Beer Mug, and I think he is the man for that big job.
Is it Chud?
It's a giant showbiz opportunity, and I think it's well earned, and I think he should take it.
Well, we're going to find out all the details right after the top of the hour. Jared Leto next hour as well, and more Foo Fighters tickets giveaways in addition to that. Rob is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat for Friday.
Is it Chud? Hell yeah. I heard it. That was good.
Underground.
I hear you.
Humanoid.
Speaking of driving, we were just talking to Edgar Ray about his film Baby Driver. Go see it, by the way.
Really,
I can't remember a movie I've enjoyed this much in a long, long time. How about this classic driving movie? Whatever, with Baby Driver, that's old news, man. That's yesterday's news. How about this new driving movie that everyone's excited about? Well, it's not really a movie. It's a TV series based on that movie. But Herbie the Love Bug, right? Herbie the Love Bug.
I don't feel the excitement there.
Oh, Herbie.
I am not going to lie, you guys.
Oh, no.
I love the Herbie the Love Bug movies.
Of course you do.
I own them. And I love them, and
what?
I've seen them all. I think there's like 5 of them, and I love good old Herbie.
Even the Lindsay Lohan ones?
No, I never saw the movie.
Herbie Fully Loaded?
Yeah, the TV show. I love the TV show. I mean, the original movies.
Herbie Fully Loaded was the Lindsay one from 2005.
I didn't see that one.
Where she would do coke with the Beetle. The Beetle would snort cocaine up through its tailpipe.
I think that...
Or she got it in the tailpipe. Somebody got it in the tailpipe. I forgot who it was.
Is right.
All right, Bean, name them then. Name the Herbie movies.
I don't know that I can name
them. Oh, here we go.
I love them. I own them.
I love them so much. They are my favorites.
There was the Love Bug.
The Love Bug was the original.
Mm-hmm.
The Love Bug, right.
There was Herbie Rides Again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was there one about... Wasn't there one where Herbie went someplace like in Europe or something?
He goes
somewhere.
It was
Monte Carlo.
Uh-huh.
Herbie goes to Monte Carlo.
But he also goes some...
Why are you so excited about these movies?
I loved... I was a big fan of a lot of those series of Disney movies in the 60s. I liked a lot of them. But Herbie the Love Bug was my favorite.
Where else does he go?
I think that was one of the reasons why my first car was a VW Beetle, was because how much I loved Herbie. Dark.
Where else does he go, Bean, besides Monte Carlo?
I don't recall. I'm sorry.
Come on.
You can do it.
You can do it, Bean. Herbie goes...
Roanoke, Virginia.
Nope.
Oh, that wasn't one?
No.
I thought it was.
Where does he go, Allie?
He goes bananas.
Herbie goes bananas. That must have been one near the end.
Yeah. Anyway, they're doing a TV series.
All right. Bean,
all right,
Bean.
I'm in. What kind of car does it say?
Oh,
my God.
No, I'm asking
what?
If they're going to...
What kind of car do you think it's going to be?
I'm asking... I didn't know if they were going to update it for current times and make
Herbie
it...
Herbie the Prius? What's wrong with you?
I thought they might update it and make it such a current little car.
Well, the Love Hybrid doesn't really have the same cachet, does it, as Love Bug?
Well, they don't make the Beetle anymore, except for the...
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean? The old school, like they...
What's happening?
I want more.
You should lay down.
I am tired.
You're the worst person.
Just lay down someplace for me.
I was up till almost 10 p.m. last night, so I am hurting a little bit.
Give yourself an hour nap.
Okay. Well, that's great news, and I'm excited about it.
And Adele is in the news. Oh. Allie, this is kind of exciting for you.
Because I'm in London?
Yes.
I know. I've already checked on tickets. It's her last show possibly ever on
Sunday. Ever.
Yeah.
RollingStone.com says when you look at the programs for her final run of concerts there at Wembley this weekend, there's a copy of a handwritten note from Adele inside the program that they're inserting that says, I wanted my final shows to be in London because I don't know if I'll ever tour again. And so I want my last time to be at home.
Yeah.
Can you imagine stopping touring at 25?
No.
If you're Adele?
She doesn't enjoy it. The only reason she does it is for the fans. She's just terrified up there.
She makes a lot of dough.
Yeah. And if she makes albums, she's going to need to support them with a tour, right? That's how you make the money.
I don't think so.
You don't think so what? She'll make the money? That's how she makes the money?
She made a lot of money off of 25 before she even stepped foot on a stage.
But you make a lot more touring than you do by recording.
Absolutely.
So apparently she doesn't care about money?
I think she's doing
has
okay.
Enough.
But there are a lot of people, you know, who don't tour, but they still do concerts here and there from time to time. They just don't go out on a year and a half around the world and play 120 shows. You know, there is there's a way to do both.
But it sounds, for her note, doesn't sound like, oh, I'm going to do some shows once in a while. It sounds like she's saying goodbye to live performing.
Yeah, that would be a shame.
Mm-hmm. It would be.
I'm on a site called Twickets. Trying to get tickets
for
Sunday. Yep.
Hello, love.
Yep.
Would you like to come to Twickets?
I sure would.
Pick up some tickets at Twickets.
Sure would.
It's a sticky wicket with Twickets.
didn't Barbara Streisand retire from touring and then didn't set foot on a stage for 25 years or something? And then
was a long time.
She was lured back.
Yes.
So maybe you just have to wait a while, Allie, if you miss her this weekend.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. David Alan Greer is 61 years old today. Vincent D'Onofrio is 58. Mike Tyson is 51 years old today. Actress Monica Potter turns 46. Lizzie Kaplan's 35. Swimmer Michael Phelps turns 32 years old today. And singer Kay Flay is 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We'll catch up with one of our favorite Academy Award winners, Jared Leto, from 30 Seconds to Mars in about 20 minutes or so here on K-Rock. And we got more Foo Fighters tickets you can win. I think I might owe Beer Mug an apology.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I think in the past I have perhaps suggested that Muggs is not cut out for the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that he's lucky to have this little radio job.
Right.
And he's certainly going nowhere after this, so maybe he should start thinking about another career.
Right.
And I apparently was dead wrong because the sky's the limit for this kid. Hollywood is opening up its doors for him.
Well, since he decided to start debuting the B-hole, he's really on fire. And we were sitting here one day just doing a show talking about something else, and we noticed in the next studio that Beer Mug was laughing so hard. It's the funniest thing that he has ever seen in his life. And we went in and we said, what's going on? And he said,
I'm recording my farts.
The joy on his face. I've never seen it.
He was entertaining himself with his own flatulence.
Right.
And it was like watching a little kid be just amazed at Disneyland, meeting Mickey Mouse. That's what it was like. That's the joy he had on his face.
Every time, too. It wasn't like it diminished with the second or third.
Right, right. And it was awful, too, by the way.
I mean, he said, do you want to hear it? And I said, sort of.
Yeah.
It was a special day that day. My fart game was on point.
Why do you have a fart game,
Beer Mug?
I mean, you know, I think every well-respecting gentleman has a fart game.
I mean, some you're more proud of, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, here's some of his work from that day.
Do we have to? Oh. Come on. Okay. So that, all right.
And that's what Dodger Stadium garlic fries will do to you.
And that's when Muggs got an email from a Hollywood mover and shaker named Scott, who's on the line with us right now. Hey, Scott, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. And you really did send Beer Mug this email that's in front of me.
Yeah, I really did.
All right. And you work for whom, Scott?
For Mattel.
Ooh, that's big time.
The Mattel?
The Mattel.
That's a good question, Ellie.
I'm saying.
Creator of Barbie?
Scott, you're the guy that has helped our charity a bunch, right?
Yeah.
Scott lets us go down and buy toys at his discount.
Nice. Oh,
for so the charity, which is really amazing.
That's lovely.
So he's nice on one hand, yes, but crazy on the other,
right,
apparently.
Exactly.
Genius.
So why did you write Beer Mug after you heard about his fart explosion that day?
Well, one of the guys in my department was working on a super secret project, and he's decided that he wanted to have all new farts and burps. And so,
how does a decision like that get made? Like the old ones have been used too much? Everybody's used to them? What?
He actually said that we've used the old ones too much and he wanted something different. And so,
because kids are so disappointed when they get a new right? toy and it's a 1997 fart.
Oh, the letters we've gotten.
Heard it.
All right. So, I mean, that's a thing, I guess, that you got to think about. If you're putting sound effects in games and in toys, I guess you do need to come up with them from somewhere. But are farts difficult to find? I mean, Muggs isn't the only guy who's doing it.
Well, what kind of idiot records his own farts?
Right?
That's a great question.
A smart idiot. That's a great question.
Yeah, so.
A smart idiot. Okay, so you and your friends did the burping part.
Yes.
And you were unable to, or just not interested in, or hadn't gotten to yet?
Definitely not interested. Okay. And, basically, that would be it, yeah.
Okay.
Have you considered a Hollywood casting call where you just have people come down and demonstrate their work?
No.
Okay.
Just a straight no.
Is Muggs the greatest farter you've ever heard, Scott?
It's pretty exceptional.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
I don't know if it's usable, but it's exceptional.
I mean, so how do you know it's usable?
Well, let the guy, the designers are going to decide if it's usable or not.
I see.
They're pretty specific.
Okay. Can you give us any kind of hint? You said super secret, but is there anything you can tell us at all about where Beer Mug's farts might end up?
Well, we don't really know for sure. I can't tell you about the super secret one, but it might go in something else. Like I sent you guys that song that we did that just shows you the little boys love farts and they get thrown in.
That's the gas machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me play that. Muggs laugh.
Is the gas machine an item that's currently available from Mattel?
That came out in like 2009. It was called Stinky the Dump Truck.
Stinky the Dump Truck, you guys.
You guys.
I'm calling dibs on that for Muggs' Christmas present.
Yeah. Seriously. All right, Allie, did you have a question for Scott?
I'm going to step in as Muggs' agent here. What are we talking in terms of some money for Muggs' work?
We've already negotiated that. It's all in the contract he has.
Yeah. He has a contract?
Yeah.
You went around his agent?
Well, he went around his agent.
I do my own deals, guys. I do my own deals.
He went around his agent.
Yeah, no.
Is he dedicated to Mattel, though, in that he's not allowed to fart for any other company? Do you own his butt?
Oh, no, he's a free agent.
Oh.
Freelance. Oh, I do freelance. Really? Yeah.
Right. Oh. That was going to be one of my things. I don't want any non-compete in there.
His butt is
not exclusive.
I'm a member of the Fart Actors Guild.
Okay. Yes.
I signed up. Don't want to say the...
Nope. Yeah, don't use that acronym.
No acronym. Mm.
All right. So Allie, very disappointing for you as the agent. You don't get your 10%. It sounds like Muggs went around you.
It was 12.
That's kind of bad.
So can you tell us this, Scott? Again, I know the cloak of secrecy because other toy companies may try to steal your idea if you tell us too much. But the thing that you might use Muggs' farts for, when might that be out? Are we talking 2017 or later?
I think it's later this year.
Okay.
All right, so Christmas time.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Just
I'll
in time
let you know
for Christmas.
Once it's, if it ever gets done.
All right.
And if it does get done, Scott said, I can have the first toy.
Well,
that's reasonable.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Sure. It's an honor.
Okay, take it easy.
Well, this is very exciting. You've just given Muggs the second thing to put on his resume. So I want to thank you for listening, Scott, and for all the great work you do to help out Kevin's charity. That's super, super nice of you. And thanks for thinking of Muggs for the fart.
Oh, absolutely. Good times.
All right, he's employed.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good riddance.
Keep farting.
See you, Muggs.
So it's a Friday morning, long holiday weekend here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Not only do we have a Jared Leto to talk to in just a few minutes, but we're going to keep it 100 at 9 o'clock like we do, where you get to call in and request, or text in, I should say, and request any K-Rock song you want. And I know it's a listener feature, Kevin.
Right.
But could I request a song, a K-Rock song that we never play that I love so much that I think would be appropriate?
No.
What if I tell you what it is, and then you determine whether it's cool or not?
We'll vote on it.
Mother Effin' 4th of July by Rosa G. How about some of that for the holiday weekend?
I vote yes.
I'm a strong yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Rosa G!
It's the time of the year again. July 4th is here. Let's start. Love the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. I do it up big on the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. The neighborhood's grilling, chilling outside. Can you feel it? Is that summer glory when I get to celebrate USA's story? Crunching up and day's just starting. I brought a picnic, this cheese is Havarti. It's a holiday, our nation's birthday, red, white, and blue all over the place. It's so hot, I can't believe it. An ice cold drink, you're gonna need it. But I'm fresh, I'm looking real mean. Blocking UV SPF 15. Paper plates with patriotic doodles, wave a tiny flag for my pool noodle. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. I do it up big on the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July, love the 4th of July. Sip my soda on the 4th of July. 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 Friends crowd the grill, I know why. Burgers smell delicious, I can't pass by. You take my bun, I'll take yours. Anyone know who brought these fruit skewers? Check my t-shirt. There's an eagle on it. I love the 4th, and you can bet on it. Ask my cousin. Ask my aunt. I'm my third cousin. He never fronts. Pledge allegiance to fun in the sun. I'm proud to be American. Love the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. I do it up big on the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. Love the 4th of July. Pump the fireworks. Got me pipping hard to the sky. 4th of July. 4th of July. Everybody. 4th of July. 4th of July. Can I just say it's been a good day? Real quick, shout to mama. July 4th is second to nada. Walking home with an empanada. 4th of July. 4th of July. 4 Stay cool.
Stay cool.
And that's how that's done, right?
What do you think ever happened to that hack, huh?
Right?
I think, right? Whatever
happened to that guy?
I think he's doing fine.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Whatever happened to that dude?
It's been 4 years since 30 Seconds Mars put an album. Where did they go?
Right? That's my question, Jared Leto.
Hey, man, you know, I'm going to put an album out just so I have an excuse to come and see you guys again.
There you go. How are you, Jared? Where are you this morning?
I am in at a top-secret Air Force base at the top of the Hollywood Hills, plotting and planning, working on this crazy project that I'm about to tell you about.
Yeah, what okay. is this project?
Hold on, before okay. you go. The videos that you've been putting up this morning, you are dressed in a flannel shirt with a wool cap on, and you're telling me you're in freaking Southern California wearing that?
I am, but I'm in an underground bunker, so I do have an excuse.
I see. Oh, so you're Plus, 2 miles below the Earth's surface where it's very cold.
Bean,
okay.
It's 65 degrees right now. It is freezing in L.A.
All right, Kevin, ask your question.
Okay, so what's the project, Jared?
We are filming a giant portrait of America on a single day, 4th of July, from 12 midnight for the next 24 hours. We will be asking people around the country to submit their footage of what America means to them. It could be grabbing your cell phone and shooting the sunrise or the sunset or your barbecue or fireworks.
You can turn the camera on yourself and answer five questions that we put out there to the country. You could grab a camera and tell a story of your grandmother who may have come here from another country years ago. Anything and everything that's impactful, important, inspiring, we want to hear your stories. You can submit them to 30secondstomars.us. You can follow us on social media, learn how people are doing things, how to submit footage, but we need your stories out there in order to create this beautiful, crazy portrait of the country.
Now, what is the finished product going to be? Is it going to be a movie?
It's going to be a movie. It's going to be a film. It's going to be a music video. It's going to be an art project. It's an all-encompassing thing. It's very much tied to the 30 Seconds to Mars new album. It's tied thematically. It's connected in many ways. And that was the initial inspiration. That and a book that I saw when I was a kid. When I was 15 years old, I saw a book that National Geographic made. They sent a bunch of photographers around the country, and they shot a day in the life of America. And I always thought that was really cool. So that was an old inspiration for this idea as well.
I feel like now it's a really good time with all of the negativity going on to do this and to take a positive look at
it. I couldn't think of a more important time to tell the story of our country. And I have to say that this piece is completely apolitical. I don't think that you can tell the story of America if you take a side. I want to hear everybody's perspective. I want to see America through everyone's eyes. And I'm expecting to get footage that's fun and funny and bold and brave and exciting, but also footage that may cause debate, that may be challenging, that may be provocative. Maybe personally I might disagree with something, but I think it's important to include all of it in order to tell the truth about who and what we are.
So you can go to 30secondstomars.us or hashtag a day in the life of America.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Jared, as a director and a guy who's done editing and, you know, been so involved with your music videos and whatnot, you understand the work that's ahead of you when you get 10,000 hours of footage to go through from people's dumb barbecues, right?
And I'm trying not to think about that part too much right now, but I'm really excited. I think this is something that's going to be with me for the rest of my life. I think it's going to teach me a lot about who and what we are, and I think it's probably one of the most exciting things I've ever done. And the fact that it's tied to the new 30 Seconds to Mars album, it makes it even more exciting.
All right, now you mentioned that a couple of...
We're tying it to the tour that we'll be doing sooner rather than later as well. So it's something that connects all the projects that I'm doing in my life and 30 Seconds to Mars and celebrates it in a really beautiful way.
Now, you've mentioned the album a couple times in the tour. Any date you want to give us?
Not yet,
okay.
Because I don't know the dates, but you'll be the first to know.
All right.
You also mentioned that it's an apolitical project, but did the idea come from what is an American, which is a question a lot of people are asking these days because of how few people seem to be able to get along civilly anymore. Is that somewhat of the inspiration?
Well, I tell you what, I've been on tour already across the country. I was on stage in front of 20,000 people the other night, and all I saw when I looked out at the audience was unity, celebration, connectivity, and I'm seeing that night after night after night. There's so much that we agree on as a country. I'm an optimist about the future of our country. I think that there's so much potential. There's so many ideals that we share as a nation. I think there's a lot that binds us together, and I'm inspired by that. But this project, I think it should be challenging. I think it should be difficult. I think it should cause debate and be provocative. We don't want footage that's candy-coated. We want to see what people really think out there. Tell us your thoughts. Turn the camera on yourself. Answer the questions. Turn the camera on someone else. Go out and film something or someone that you think is fascinating, someone that's inspiring, someone that's something that's challenging, and tell us what America means to you.
So as well as the crowdsource videos, it says you're going to have crews in all 50 states filming as well?
We're going to have people all over the country, yes, filming in every single state, Puerto Rico and D.C., and we're going to do our best to uncover a sense of who we are. Like you said before, this is a really important time that we're living in. There is a lot of instability, uncertainty about the future, and I think it's a great time to reflect and to share who we are.
Well, it's an unbelievably ambitious project, and it sounds very exciting. I'm super psyched about it, Jared. I can't wait to see it.
If we know how to edit, yeah. Please give me a call.
We can't wait until
you
10
guys,
years.
You know, jump in front of the computer, and you can help us sort of draw this footage, too. It's going to be insane.
We can't wait till 10 years from now when you get it edited. That's going to be
very cool.
It's going to be really good.
What do you do on the 4th of July as we say goodbye to Jared Leto? What are your plans? Are you a fireworks guy, Jared?
I am actually a fireworks guy. I love fireworks ever since I've always been a bit of a pyro since I was a kid.
Same.
I almost blew my fingers off with an M80. So, but I'm going to be live a lot of the day, filming a lot of the day, contributing to the project. I'm going to answer the 5 questions. I'm going to put myself on camera. I'm going to go out and film a shot that represents America to me.
Okay.
So we're going to be live throughout the day as well. So
all right.
I'm going to be working and sharing the story.
Good times. 30secondstomars.us is the website. The hashtag is A Day in the Life of America. Great to catch up with you. Have a great holiday weekend, Jared. We can't wait to see this project when it comes together, my man.
You guys are the best. Thank you. I miss you, and happy 4th of July.
Thanks, Jared. You too. Bye now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Last Friday morning here on the show, a little after 9 a.m., if you'd have tuned in, you'd have heard us playing the B-52s singing Rock Lobster. And that was Ryan from Anaheim's choice. Now we want to know what your choice is. Any K-Rock song you know and love you would like us to play, if we've got it, we will play it. It's time for this week's Keep It 100. Kevin, you want to explain how it works?
Yes, you text us your song, 1-800-520-1067. The 100th texter will get his song played. And also put your name on it, because you're not used to putting your name when you text somebody, because they usually know who you are, but we don't. Mm-hmm. So put your name on it so that we can call you back and make a request. And the 100th request, we will play if it's in our library.
All right, so that's as of right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll hear what song you selected right after the top of the hour. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Annie Lennox. You familiar with Annie Lennox?
Yes, sir.
Going to keep it at 100. You could text right now. You could say, Sweet Dreams, Eurythmics.
Right.
You could text that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing we have that in our sound vault.
Yes. We do. We do.
Or Broken Glass.
Walking on Broken Grass, yeah.
Broken Grass, if you will.
Sure.
Annie Lennox, big star.
Uh-huh. Enormously talented, a career of 30 years.
62-year-old legend.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows who she is.
Okay.
Except, apparently, this particular U.S. radio station, which she did not identify in her Facebook posting, but she thought it was pretty humorous when she got the following email from a radio station in the U.S.
Wasn't us, was it?
I don't know, because they didn't identify it.
I know, but...
And it is from their new music coordinator, so I'm thinking maybe Kat Corbett doesn't know who Annie Lennox is.
She's quite familiar.
I don't think she does.
She knows.
Here's the email. I came across your music online and really like what I heard, said the new music coordinator from the station. I find artists who I think have potential and get them in rotation on our station. I'm offering you the opportunity to get your music played on the radio station, which boasts 100,000 unique listeners each month. And I will help you with PR and marketing. If you'd like, please send over your MP3 for your latest signal.
And single. Some cocaine.
I'll forward it to Glenn, our program director here, to see if he's interested in putting it in rotation.
Oh, I hope Glenn likes it.
I hope Glenn likes it, too.
That's so weird.
She posted a picture of the email with the caption, Think I'm in with a chance? She wrote, so... I think you do have a chance, Annie.
That is pretty good.
Wow.
Annie has more followers on Facebook, by the way, than this radio station boasts listeners. So
yeah,
I don't think she really needs help getting her music out to people.
I just feel like after all the Grammys, and I think she might even want an Oscar at some point.
A Golden Globe and an Oscar, yes.
Okay.
75 million albums sold worldwide.
Well,
she needs some help then.
Right? This lady was right. She's got potential.
I think she does.
She might make it.
She's an undiscovered talent.
Wow.
Kat, you should be ashamed of yourself.
It's not Kat.
Shame on you, CBS.
It wasn't Kat.
I wasn't sure if it was really her or not.
It wasn't Kat.
I didn't know.
It was not
Kat. I thought maybe it was another Annie Lennox.
Kat knows her very well.
Hi, I'm Kat Corbett.
Nope.
And I think you have a lot of potential. Why don't you send me an MP3 of your single, and I'll see if I can get you in Kat's box.
It was not Kat.
How do you know?
I have no idea what that means.
How do you know it wasn't her?
Kat's mom?
It's redacted. The name is redacted.
Because I know Kat. And Kat knows music. So she knows
you
anyway.
You know.
I know.
You're assuming.
I'm assuming.
You think.
Yes, of course. Let's not be ridiculous. What if it's Kat? That would be so great.
It's not Kat.
But wouldn't
but
it
it's
be
not
great?
Me because you know me so well. I love the Eurythmics.
But wouldn't it be awesome?
Hi.
Okay.
I'm Kat.
All right.
I listen to Eurythmics when I'm in my Mercedes Benz.
What about you, Mom?
What about you? You?
This is the worst summer ever.
It is hot, Mom. I know. But thank God my air. I have air conditioning in my Mercedes Benz when I'm listening
put
to the
put your seatbelt on.
I do. I wear my seatbelt, Mom.
That's dangerous.
And I put the dogs in the back and I put them in little doggy seatbelts.
Well, you must be really happy.
I am, Mom.
Do I get one?
Hey, here's a bold statement. Our president's a nut job.
Now what?
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
He's in a full-blown feud with a TV talk show host.
Wrong.
A show I've barely heard of, by the way.
it's not, you know, it's not the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. It's something called Morning Joe.
And what is that? What channel?
MSNBC?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
This is the thing that happened yesterday where he tweeted about... They're low rated, and but they wanted to hang out with me on New Year's Eve, and she was bleeding profusely from her bad facelift, and all these tweets.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay,
about this Micah Brzezinski and Joe Scarbo, they're co-hosts, and they're a couple as well, right?
Yeah, they just released a little while ago that they've been dating.
So they do a political talk show that he claims he never watches.
Right.
But yesterday he went on this tirade. About how they're slamming him and they wanted to hang out with me. But I said no because she was bleeding from a bad facelift at the time. And it was just madness. So everyone talked about it and we said, okay, it's just
crazy.
Trump being Trump.
Right.
Let's move on. No! Today is a brand new chapter.
In the same story?
They went on the air and talked about it, naturally, as they would. Because, look, they're a little TV talk show. They have to use this kind of sensational stuff to get ratings.
Right.
You're the president of the United States of America. You're supposed to be above and beyond this kind of crap. So they went on air and talked about it. And then he came back. First of all, the Joe Scarborough, the host of the show, said that three people at the administration called him up and urged him to apologize to the president for their coverage. And if they did that, then Trump promises he would have a story in the National Enquirer canceled that they apparently were planning to do on these two talk show hosts.
What is happening?
Oh, wow.
Which was probably going to be some sort of expose on the timeline of their romance that developed on the set of that show when they were both married to other people at one point.
Right. So they said, if you just go call Trump and apologize, he'll have that story axed from the National Enquirer.
This is like mob stuff.
It's blackmail.
This Wrong. Is crazy.
So they went out on the air and they told that story this morning. So Trump then tweets, watched low-rated Morning Joe for the first time in a long time. Fake news. He called me to stop a National Enquirer article. I said no. Bad show. He tweets.
So, by the way, just let me
anybody
squeeze
this. On this planet can get in a fight with our president.
Yes.
That's the ridiculous part.
But didn't yesterday, after the initial bad facelift tweets, didn't members of his own party come out and say, please, Mr. President,
yes, you're
stop
better
doing
than this.
This.
Yeah.
For the sake of the presidency, for the love, for the dignity of the office.
Right.
Cut it out.
His own people said, stop it, Mr. Yeah. President.
Wrong.
And he's back at it 24 hours later. Continuing to be in a Twitter fight with a TV show on cable.
So Scarborough Wrong. Responds that his claim is a lie. He said, I have texts from your top aides and phone records. Those records show I haven't spoken to you in many months. Why do you keep lying about things that are so easily disproven? What is wrong with you? He tweeted.
Here's the thing about Joe and Micah. They carried his water for a good year and
yeah,
a half
they were
on that show.
Well, certainly Joe was. I don't know about Micah. She was on the fence, maybe.
Ish,
but
playing the role.
He was full-blown.
Full-blown supporters.
Oh,
kind of
right?
Helped the trajectory of
interviewed him, had him
everything,
on.
All the time. And then they had a falling out. And this is pure Trump MO. When he feels slighted and he feels like there's no loyalty, he will go after you. But these are essentially private citizens. This is insanity.
But they're also on a freaking cable channel.
Yeah, but it does do It does numbers.
Well, it does now, for sure. Well, I mean, he's really not doing himself. If he wants people to not pay attention to these people, he's doing himself a disservice by drawing so much attention to their show.
They'll have gangbuster ratings today, for sure.
Wrong.
But the point is being, he's the damn president of the United States.
Yeah. Right. Right.
It's crazy.
Never has any president ever gotten to a peeing contest with some Yahoo on a television show.
But we're 3 years into the 4 years, so don't worry about it.
Well, it hasn't been 6 months
just
yet.
Just over the horizon.
It's
what?
It's just a number.
It has not even been 6 months yet.
Oh, dear.
I've never seen anything like it.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Be like Obama saying, I'm going to punch Rush Limbaugh in the mouth. Like, what's happening?
By the way, I know that we will get complaints from supporters of the president for having this conversation. But I want you to, before you write that strongly worded letter, go back and listen to this conversation and tell us if one word of it is incorrect.
Email bean at krock.com.
What kind of a check is?
Right.
I mean, if you ever, if you know of any other president who ever took on some TV pundit and started slamming them with personal attacks because of bad coverage, please remind me, because I don't remember ever happening in history.
Oh, that won't be the argument. It'll be, but Hillary, but Bill, but Obama. No, no, no. Just stick to these facts. And if you can defend the president in this, I'd love to hear from you. Because
no,
if
you
your,
wouldn't.
No, you your response you is, well, they were mean to him, so he has every right to hit back. He's the effing president of the United States.
Yeah. His job is to take shots.
Yeah, really, they get hits from all sides.
Right, that's
100% of the time.
Well, they should.
That's the job.
That's democracy.
Regardless of party,
yes,
they take shots.
John F. Kennedy once said, I'm reading the press a lot more but enjoying it less once he became president. Because that's the business. People are going to take their shots.
You get used to it.
And that's part of a free press, and that's democracy.
Because it's a hard job.
You suck it up.
Right.
Fire must cleanse us.
Also, fire must cleanse us. Right. Okay. Today's celebrity birthdays: Alan Greer, David Alan Greer is 61 years old today. Vincent D'Onofrio is 58. Mike Tyson's 51. Monica Potter, 46 years old today. Lizzie Kaplan's 35. Michael Phelps turns 32. And singer Kay Flay. Now, he dated Britney Spears. They were married for a minute.
That was Kay Fed.
Oh,
this is Kevin Federline.
So this is Kay Flay. He's got that cooking show where he shows you how to grill.
That's Bobby Flay. That's Bobby related.
This is a bad typo then. I have no idea what this means. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's time for... I gotta keep it 100. Keep it 100, baby. Keep it 100. I keep it 100.
Keep it 100. Let me tell you some of the ones we're not going to be playing here today that folks texted in at 1-800-520-1067. Makes me sad to say Beastie Boys Sabotage, by the way.
That would have been great.
If that had hit at 100, I would have enjoyed that very much.
Agreed.
Ralph Garman's version of American Pie.
Nope.
I don't think
has to be in a K-Rock library.
Christopher Cross's Ride Like the Wind is out, it sounds like to me. Sugar by System of a Down. How about that? That would have sounded
great, been good.
Too,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So many good songs here. The Metro by Berlin would be another one. A lot of requests for the Aquabats today. Do we have our caller?
He's not picking up yet.
Okay. All right. We'll dial him up here.
Chip is dialing him up.
By the way, everybody that texts in every week for Oingo Boingo, keep doing that. Because eventually we're going to land on it. And every time I'm like, come on, Oingo Boingo.
There's a lot of week-to-week love for Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang for some reason, too. I'm not sure what the connection is to K-Rock there, but a lot of people seem to be loving that. Here's the way this works. In case you're wondering why we don't have Joseph right on the phone, is that we're not allowed to put people on the air unless we get their permission. And we're not allowed to text them back. You know, we have to text them back to get their permission. So if the guy doesn't text us back, we got to try to get him on the phone here so we can make his
and
request.
And Bean insists that we do it live, and so now we're stalling.
Yeah. It's a good time.
But it's so weird because 4 minutes ago, this guy texted us for a song.
Right.
He was texter 100, so we texted him back and said, all right, Kevin, if you want to call and put you on the air.
Right.
You'd think that, I don't know,
he might be
available.
Not even an answer.
Well, we're going to just give his name and play it in a second if Chip can't get him to come on the air. I was hoping to get a little backstory on how he chose this song, but let's give Chip one more second.
Stupid Chip, right? It's Chip's fault.
I don't think it's Chip's fault.
Oh, it isn't? Yeah. Okay. Ooh, she's talking to somebody.
Sounds like we got
All right.
All right, let's say hi to Joseph.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Why aren't you answering the phone when we're calling you back, man?
I had to leave the office. Had to walk outside.
Well, what's get your priorities in order. Get off my phone.
Wait, he can't get off
Fix your
phone.
Damn life. Oh, he can't get off the
no,
phone.
No, because
right.
We're doing the Keep It 100.
Keep All right. 100. So, Joseph, you're listening to K-Rock like I hope you do lots of mornings, and you hear us put in the out the plug for Keep It 100. What made you decide to text in today?
Well, I've been texting in. It's one of my favorite songs that I heard it when I think it was when you guys first played it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Been on my playlist ever since then.
Mm-hmm. And the name of it is?
It's United States of Whatever, Liam Lynch.
All right.
Right?
So what's your story?
It's
what's
a really
your deal?
Short song, but it's super funny. I think people will enjoy it if they haven't heard it already.
Oh, agreed. It's great.
No, Bean,
it's,
don't you want to do a deep dive?
Let's not.
Not with Joseph, I don't.
Let's not. We're happy with the choice that you made, and thank you.
Keep it 100.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
That's a real song.
Yep.
That is from 2003, Liam Lynch, musician, puppeteer, writer, and film director, and added a song called United States of Whatever, which we probably would not have thought about and definitely would not have played if it had not been for Joseph. Thank you so much for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and thank you for keeping it 100.
Keep it 100.
Congratulations to Nick Gilmore from Santa Clarita for winning tickets to Cal Jam 17 at Glen Helen with Foo Fighters and Queens of the Stone Age and a whole lot more, and he qualifies for that chance to see the Foo Fighters in New Orleans as well. Allie, what's the food that we're eating here today?
It is delightful food from Harold and Bell's. They've been around 47 years. Mm-hmm. Third generation owners, Ryan and Jessica, right now. They have their 9th annual crawfish boil coming up tomorrow.
All right.
It's 12 to 6 p.m. It's their location. It's on West Jefferson Boulevard. But they have everything from all the food, the etouffee, the crawfish, jambalaya, fried catfish, everything. Plus live bands, face painting for kids. It is a party. And I will say this. Those bartenders, they can pour. So if you want to head down there, 12 to 6 tomorrow, it's $35 presale, $40 general admission. It is a good time.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 938. You want to see a midget play in a band?
Oh, yeah. Minikiss?
Oh, yes. That sounds good.
I love Minikiss. Where are they playing?
Chip, what you doing?
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Observatory in Santa Ana, we're opening for the Mother Effin' Vandals.
How about that?
What?
Wow.
What?
What's
that? Is that a dream come true for a little girl with a punk rock heart?
Yeah, I've seen the Vandals probably live more than any other band.
Pretty sweet.
So, yeah.
Do you think they're going to discover that it's you and then they're going to go, maybe not?
They're going to shut the door. Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, we don't need an opener. It's fine.
So it's William Hung Heart Attack and then the Vandals?
Yep.
That's awesome.
So it's well hung heart.
What?
Well hung heart.
Well flung fart.
I have to agree to disagree on this one.
Okay.
All right. That's the Observatory in Santa Ana tomorrow night. You said.
Yeah, tomorrow night, $20. The website is observatoryoc.com.
Congrats.
Have fun, Chip. That's
Thank
awesome.
You. Can
awesome.
You see Mars and Venus and stuff too afterwards? Look through the big telescope?
Sure. Yes.
9:39. Rob is here with our final look at the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's going on?
That's what an observatory is, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got to tell you, I never had a crawfish before today.
Is that right?
Is that a fact?
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're strong. Good.
It's like a little lobster in your mouth.
They're yummy.
They sure are.
My wife makes a crawfish mac and cheese. Maybe my favorite thing ever.
I have to try that.
That's real, real good.
Sure. Anything on the children's menu. You too. You can't just have crawfish. Gotta put in mac and cheese with a big glass of chocolate milk next to it and a chocolate syrup sundae afterwards.
I mean, sounds like a perfect meal.
Right. Agreed.
Grow up.
It's two great tastes that taste great together, though.
Right?
I like Kevin's answer to grow up, by the way.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, ain't that the truth? Well, look who's in trouble now. The Jenner sisters. Yeah. It's a big hubbub. Big hullabaloo.
Oh, not a hullabaloo.
Kendall and Kylie Jenner have put out a line of vintage t-shirts, which takes concert tees of folks like Tupac and Ozzy Osbourne and Notorious B.I.G. and The Doors and Pink Floyd and Metallica. And then they silkscreen their own images over them, like pictures of their Instagram pictures and stuff like that.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
Because there are parody laws that protect certain usage of copyrighted material, but I'm not sure what the parody is.
These are repurposed vintage t-shirts. Then they silkscreen their image on top of it.
They're awful.
So it's them, but you can see behind them, like Ozzy Osbourne, for example. And it's up on their merch site, on their website.
And do people want that?
I don't know if they want them for $125 a pop.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Now, apparently, the artists were not notified their images were being used on these shirts. So they'd buy old, used t-shirts and then just do this to them and put them on for $125 a pop on their website. Not everyone is happy. And you do not want Sharon Osbourne to be upset.
No,
with you.
No. Don't.
We didn't know that firsthand.
That's their situation they're living with right now. Mm. Sharon Osbourne tweeted the link saying, "Girls, you haven't earned the right to put your face with musical icons. Stick to what you know, lip gloss." She tweeted it. And so, Notorious B.I.G.'s mom, Mrs. Wallace, wrote, "I am not sure who told you that you had the right to do this. The disrespect of these girls to not even reach out to me or anyone connected to the estate baffles me. I have no idea why they feel they can exploit the deaths of Tupac and my son Christopher to sell a t-shirt. This is disrespectful, disgusting, and exploitation at its worst."
All right, I have to ask, is this a intentional, crazy like a fox kind of marketing move just for the Jenners? Or do you think they really thought they'd get away with it and sell $125 t-shirts?
I think they thought they'd get away with it. They've issued a statement saying they apologize for any insensitivity, saying their t-shirts missed the mark completely. They were randomly selected, these shirts, and not well thought out.
Wow.
But it does not mention that they should be set on fire, though, right? We got to do that.
I mean, I don't think that.
Fire must cleanse us.
I don't think that's a thing.
They have to burn. Mm. Come on. Bags? Desert? At least? Something.
Fire desert. Must cleanse us.
Thank you, sir. Someone who understands. Congratulations to Jennifer Lopez. Her competition dance show, World of Dance, has been picked up by NBC for a second season.
Have you watched it at all, Ralph? I know you're a fan of J-Lo. Any interest in this show?
I'm not a fan of strangers dancing.
Okay.
What about people that know each other?
I like people who know each other dancing. I like to watch my kid dance, for example. I'll dance with my wife.
That's different, sure.
But I want to watch just people just dancing.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, here's this guy. He's going to dance now. Not my kind of show.
All right.
But apparently I am wrong, because it had the biggest regular time slot premiere in all of 2017.
Is that right?
Wow.
That is shocking to me.
In the coveted 18 to 49-year-old age group, it was the number one premiering show in 2017, averaging 11 million viewers.
That's what? Huge numbers,
right?
These days.
11 million.
I have seen that So You Think You Can Dance. That's a pretty good show, but I didn't think we needed another one.
Well, here's the thing. You'd think that scenario would be all filled up. You'd be all cluttered, right?
Right.
You'd think that the competition reality show field would be so full of other shows, dancing, singing, talent shows, that there would be no space in that landscape for another
totally.
Show.
Totally. Doesn't seem possible.
You'd think that you couldn't squeeze one more show in there, that everybody would be full, that they would be filled up with all those kind of shows, and they're not interested in watching one more.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it turns out,
yeah,
because Jennifer Lopez is behind this one,
mm-hmm. uh-huh,
There's always room for J-Lo.
Oh, man, the button didn't go.
Hold
on.
Oh, no.
All right, try again.
That is J-Lo interruptus.
Right? Wow. I got that one was drawn out.
That just happened.
I got blue J-Lo's now.
Wow. Say it one more time. I think I'm back.
Take two.
I re-racked here.
That, no, you can't re-rack.
Let's try it anyway.
That thing either happens or it doesn't happen.
Right? Yeah, but now you're leaving everybody hanging.
Oh, no, you're leaving anyone hanging. I did my job.
That was a foul tip. You got to throw another pitch here. Come on.
Wait a minute. I foul tipped and I'm throwing the pitch?
No, I foul tipped, so you need to throw me another pitch.
It's a long setup, Bean.
It was a good long one. I didn't do it on purpose.
I mean, hit the button and nothing happened. You know how computer mouses are sometimes?
We have to start doing things that just make us look like we've got our act together here because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Most of us.
Thank you,
Bean.
Watch pants.
Yes.
Watch pants. Say it.
I already said it, okay? I said it.
Okay.
I mean, he did.
Bing! Fix your goddamn life.
Right?
Typical Friday last showbiz beat.
Right? Everything falls to hell.
Always goes wrong.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry. That was on me and my equipment.
Yeah, we're aware. Yeah, we didn't think it was anyone else's fault.
I just want to make sure you understand that.
Well, you understand.
All right. Yeah.
That's your bad.
I say there's always room for J-Lo. I expect a certain amount of response.
No, I agree.
I mean, you could have played it then.
There's always room for J-Lo, is what I said there. There you go.
Yay!
All right.
I really did lose all of its effectiveness.
Do you think?
Just 100%.
Yeah. Nothing left.
Right.
I'm just going to pack up my belongings at this point. I'm just going to pack these up.
Sneak out.
It's time to go bye-bye now. Well, bye. I need that over here, Chip. We're going to need that over here. Need the great Powers booth from Tombstone. Just saying, well, bye. That's how I'm leaving every show from now on. Today's celebrity birthdays. David Alan Greer is 61 years old today. Vincent D'Onofrio is 58. Mike Tyson's 51. Monica Potter is 46. Lizzie Kaplan is 35 years old today. Olympic legend Michael Phelps is 32 years old. Singer Kay Flay is 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today starting at 5 p.m. on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Half glass full.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.
Come on, man!
Roll another one.
Not my favorite, but I'll allow it.
Just like the other one.
There's no catch.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Haters gonna hate.
And I need another hit.
You never do have much margin there. Let's see if you can't leave me about it. An age from where the zipper ends. Right. Back to my bunghole.
Roll another one.
Are you going to be comfortable with casual racism?
Just like the other one.
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
This one seems to be about to end.
Sometimes it just sucks to suck.
I don't have another cent.
A wonderful show that entertains with pleasant music and announcements of great interest.
Russia is like, I mean, they're really hot stuff.
Pass it around, asshole.
Now that we got the pleasantries out of the way,
just pass it on down.
All right, guys, let's end strong. What do you say? Let's power on out of here.
No, 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 stop, stop it, stop it. No, don't.
I feel like, based on what you've told me about how you feel and where I'm at this moment, if I'm just keeping it absolutely 100, I feel like you should go home.
And that's enough said about that.
The president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Fire must cleanse us.